News Network. Tomorrow's news, today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Ladies and gentlemen, the developments in the Middle East are so massive, and more is breaking as we speak. We are going to cover it all. Trump is not just doing kabuki theater now. He has turned against Netanyahu and the advice that they gave him. He is announcing the end of military operations for real, saying it's going now to economic siege. And then on top of repudiated Israel, Huckabee saying Israel has been involved in horrific acts of terror against Christians. Quote, Trump orders Netanyahu to stop attacking Lebanon, and of course he'll ignore that, but this is a major break. Trump would not be doing that if he was just playing kabuki theater like we've seen some in the past, because it's so embarrassing when Netanyahu ignores him. So you look at all the calculus. This is a big deal 166 days in. That doesn't mean a false flag won't get set off. That doesn't mean the Iranians might not be belligerent and do something. It doesn't mean it's totally over, but these developments are huge, and I was already very excited, and then right before I went live, five or six more things broke, and I barely even got in the chair because I'm trying to analyze this myself. So we're trying to stop the collapse of civilization. The globalists want the collapse of civilization, but they want to control collapse of civilization. Well, they're not going to get their control collapse. They thought they could control it. Now a lot of the globalists are trying to pull back on collapse, and the question is it too little too late? Well, I'm working as hard as I can to stop that. So we've got a massive broadcast lined up for you today. Please tell everyone you know and those you don't know to tune in. That means take the feed at Real Alex Jones on X and share it on your email list, your text message list. Hit everybody. Tell them, hey, the forbidden information live right now. This is what the bad guys don't want you to hear. This is the verboten forbidden information. Share AlexJonesLive.com/show, or just take them to the main page. Say, Alex Jones is on the air. The enemy tried to take him off the air. They weren't successful. Find out what the bad guys don't want you to know. Check out the live feed of his show and the other shows and the articles and videos and reports and analysis at AlexJonesLive.com. That's the revolution. They wouldn't be spending hundreds of billions on censorship and control and attacks and persecution if we didn't have a real chance of turning this around. It's like the internet meme's been saying for 25 years. Nobody knows who first said it. Maybe ask ChatGPT or Grok who did, but I don't think they even know, because last time I checked, nobody knows. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. But look at that headline. Thursday Live, Trump admits strategic defeat in Iran, returns to previous successful policy of siege, ignoring Netanyahu's demands for total war. Trump admin has ordered Israel to stop attacking Lebanon as Huckabee accuses Israel of horrific acts of terror. And he is a 100% foaming-at-the-mouth Zionist. That means he knows he's about to get fired. And that's because Israel's just machine-gunning the Christians and blowing up all their churches in Lebanon and in the West Bank. And again, you know me, I wasn't brought up to have a hard-on for Israel and didn't think about felling a banana peel. Israel did it. But Israel is trying to be every stereotypical bad guy villain you can be with its leadership. It's a damn threat to everybody, including every Jew on this planet. But you got a whole bunch of people going along with the radical Zionists, and they're just all whipped up into a frenzy, not just Jews, a bunch of whack job Christian Zionists and others. They're going to get us all killed. I mean, this is bonker town. So it's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, today. You don't want to miss any of this transmission. Woo! We got the Justice Department actually doing something good. More indictments against the SPLC. You got more of the commie left running around America promising to kill all the white people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, My Decision. and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
When the hydrogen bombs are detonating and you're sitting in your house or office and all of a sudden the windows all blow out and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you, that's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. And that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And, of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, and they'll all been gone totally crazy. You have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters, all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to contend with as we rebuild civilization. It's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the guts. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You'll be given your vengeance.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you are participants on the front lines of the information war, a spiritual war, an economic war, a culture war. You need to realize that and be 1,000,000,000% conscious of that. And whenever we have some massive development that goes almost unnoticed, it's very important for me to explain why I know it's massive. Now, I want to explain something first to everybody, and I want to ask you to right now go to X and share at Real Alex Jones, the top live feed of the live broadcast we just launched that you're watching right now, and to go to rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and share that. Or it's even easier, just share alexjoneslive.com, and when you share it, say go there. You'll see the live feed on the front page, or go to alexjoneslive.com/show and share it. Because massive historical news just broke in front of everyone, and it's getting almost no attention. I mean, it's going out on key systems, AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, which told me a lot, but it's not getting picked up by the networks, but it will. This is a huge deal, and I want to explain to you first how I know it's so big, and it would take hours to get into every little piece of data, how when I see something and it all lines up and I know. But this is such good news, and I'm getting chills right now. This is absolutely fabulous. And so many other talk show hosts know what they're doing. They use the tactic of when they have something really big, they build it up, they hype it, they don't tell you about it, and then everybody goes, ooh, and then they wait, and they listen to it, and they take it seriously. And then a lot of times it's disinfo, propaganda. Sometimes it's important news. Depends on who the host is or who the media outlet is. This news deserves to be celebrated. And then it can snowball and we can ensure this change happens. And this is beautiful. Now, there are literally thousands of data points that go into what I'm about to say. Thousands. I can sit there for 10 hours and just go to the next one in my mind. The top of my head exploded when I got up at 4 a.m. this morning and saw some of these developments. Then I went and worked out, did a podcast with Sean Johnson, came back in, worked on equipment, the new studio, started doing research an hour before the show again, and even more broke, and the top of my head blew off again. Right before the show, a couple more broke, and I literally had to just run promos because I had to get my bearings and process this. I'm tempted to just go to rebroadcast for like 30 minutes and just because I need to process this. I mean, I already know what it means, and then I know what the response is going to be. And then when I report this, people will say, this isn't real. You know, it doesn't matter. This is just Trump waking up to the fact of how unpopular this war is. So this is just him changing the subject again. We'll be back to full war tomorrow. But from my Pentagon sources, my White House sources, also studying this and looking at how it was put out and how it was pushed, and then understanding what's happening economically and what's going on behind the scenes, this is real. And so in the tug of war of trying to get Israel to not run our foreign policy and now trying to control our domestic policy to ensure foreign policy, we just moved the needle really far towards taking our country back. And we just scored a major touchdown and got the extra point and just moved into a winning position. We're ahead right now. That's a football way of putting it. So should I just state the big news or should I explain how I know this? Or should I just cover other news for an hour and then get to it? Because we had guests on today, but this is so big. Right before the show, I said cancel them. canceled them. And again, I'm just processing this. You know, a lot of people that are well-spoken and intelligent, they may spend a month before a keynote speech they're going to give to a college, or, you know, a corporate guy like Steve Jobs would spend months preparing for, you know, an Apple speech he would give. I don't have that luxury. This is so big, and normally I can process a lot, I can handle a lot, and right now, you've heard the term dumbfounded, godsmacked. 5 minutes before the show, I actually got dizzy because my brain was just, the top of my head was blowing off, and the news is so good, and then all the extrapolations out of it were so good, but also so dangerous. You know how fast the mind moves when you have epiphanies and understandings, when you have already so much data and wisdom and research. And then, like, how do you condense this down for people? And folks that are regular listeners know I don't hype stuff. When I get up here and say we got huge news, it's huge. And sometimes we're covering the huge news that they're making, you know, big news, but it is important. Most of the time, whatever they try to make important isn't actually what's important. Sorry, the ballroom's not important. Sorry, the reflecting bull's not important. Trump flirting with the press secretary is not important. This is important. And quite frankly, and I'm not attacking it, Candace Owens tomorrow, you know, while I'm on the air having the big debate about the Charlie Kirk assassination, which is just a giant tar baby, because I've studied it, that you can't prove one way or the other. A bunch of the theories about it being a conspiracy or bull, a bunch of them are obviously true, but then you can't figure out exactly what's going on. And then you've just got all sorts of bizarro land happening, and it sucks out half the oxygen of people awakening, because all people want to focus on is this soap opera and the Charlie Kirk assassination industry. But at the same time, there's so much trust loss in the system. And if you can just get the sheeple to actually care about something like that, maybe they can wake up to bigger things. It just goes on and on. But if I just wanted mindless ratings, I could be the king of the Charlie Kirk assassination cottage industry. And I'm not saying it's bad to cover that or look at that or deal with that, but I just have this problem where when we have ultra-massive issues that affect every one of us that are so dangerous, and there's 1,000 times the coverage and eyeballs and viewership on that, which is just endless black holes of debate and rabbit trails, versus Russia saying we're getting ready to bomb NATO countries and NATO saying we're going to nuke you if you do that, kind of a big deal. Or the economy completely in the toilet because of the 167 days of the Strait of Hormuz being closed. Or the Justice Department indicting more SPLC people and the insanity that came out of that. They weren't just giving the Nazis hundreds of millions of dollars over the years and all the major white supremacist groups, I told you decades ago. They were literally living with and folks, I had the SPLC try to get me to join them. It never got to the payoff point. I told them F off. That was, what, about 10 years ago? That's an intelligence group, CIA, NATO, actually run out of NATO. It's actually run out of Germany. They got a couple billion bucks in the Caribbean. And you got, you know, these people doling out millions to the white supremacists. Meanwhile, they live within them, and the white supremacists are knocking the bottom out. I mean, all that's important. It's all interesting. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing I'm about to get to on so many levels is massive. And the stories themselves are big. And each one of them is a horrible tragedy and incredible and totally indicts and convicts Israel of crimes against humanity and violations of the Geneva Convention and real genocide and terrorism. Talking about Christians being genocided. Each story itself, it deserves hours of coverage. But you get all of the stories together, and then the way it's being responded to by the Trump administration and what the key players are saying and where it comes out. And I went and checked the publishing times, which is always key, little things I've noticed in the matrix. And early this morning at 4-something in the morning, all these articles got published at the same time. Why is that important? When you got Axios and Reuters and AP and a bunch of other publications that are direct CIA feeds, publishing within minutes of each other the exact same stories, it means it's coordinated, and it means it was Mockingbird operation, and it means it was a programmed order out of the Trump administration through the Central Intelligence Agency. So when the CIA openly fires massive torpedoes at Israel controlling the U.S., when the CIA's been heavily both sides infiltrated, you know, so many examples of that, it shows that a major decision has been made by Trump, but not just by Trump, by a large section of the deep state, meaning the special counsels, the secret counsels with key senators, key governors, president, key corporate leaders, and key members of the judiciary on the Supreme Court. Yeah, they have secret consortium board meetings, kind of modeled after the Jewish Sanhedrin. But the Romans had secret councils as well within the Senate. And they have officially broadsided Israel, not for public consumption, but as a message to the rest of the deep state about where we're going and what's going on. See, for those of you, and I'm not here saying, oh, I'm so smart. I've learned all this in 32 years on air and in years before that being awake and studying history and having a lot of family that was really smart informing me how things work and all the experts I've gotten to talk to over the years. Most people don't understand what it means when things are published in the same minute. It's 100% they're coordinated, it's pre-programmed. And the reason they do that is there's these rules they have where they all want the same publicity, so they all agree to release the embargo report till a certain time. And I already knew about this and already read about this in leaks from Congress about CIA propaganda and things. But I experienced it when they were testing propaganda and how to destroy an individual so you could censor them and create an archetype and steal their identity. When some days I would get Google alerts and there'd be 37,000, that was the record, or 39,000, most days a few thousand articles a day attacking me. Remember that? 2017, 18, 19. I mean, I've been sitting in a restaurant that has a bar, and I've been on all three TVs being attacked. You all saw that. It's not believable even saying it. It sounds like a lie, but you all saw it. What was that? That was all Mockingbird, centralized COG propaganda. And then I remember I started noticing that the first, you know, 50 to 100 articles that were published every day would be at 4 or 5 in the morning, and it'd be the same minute, because it would say when it was published. And the articles would be almost exactly the same. They were given a script, they would just kind of rewrite it. They were using AI back then. And then I talked to insiders, they said, no, that's what that is. This is a national directive to destroy you. But it's bigger than that. They see you as the populist rebellion. By demonizing you, you're the archetype. Then they can create the straw man to demonize the entire movement. And I'd read about that and studied that in history. I understood it. But that's why I was chosen for destruction, because I was the lead elephant at that time. And still am in many ways, though I don't even want that position. It's not fun to be walking point all the time. So as I preface this, before we go to break, come back with the news, and I'll laser focus on this, I just want you to understand that when you're sitting there looking at, okay, at 4 a.m. or 4.05 a.m., would always be different, but it's the exact same time, I got hit with 50 articles, 100 articles, and then you would see it proliferated to every newspaper in the country, every major TV station in the country, with variants of it, and then by noon, there'd be 20,000 articles, 10,000 articles, you would vary. And you ask, how's that happen? Well, AP is in every major radio station that's news, every major newspaper. It's on all the TV station websites. So that's tens of thousands of radio, tens of thousands of TV. So when an AP article goes out, each one of those is seen by Google as a new article. So when you got 39,000 articles attacking you, really there's only 300, 400 a day, but they're being duplicated. You understand? And most of that's AP or Reuters. So I learned in the State of the Congressional Record when Anthony Sutton exposed an Operation Mockingbird in the 70s in the Frank Church committee hearings in 75, 76, 77, was that's how you would see it, and that's how they would show it back then, explain how in one day did newspapers nationwide owned by different syndicates run basically the exact same articles that morning. It was this. This is just the high-tech version. I'm giving you a small factoid here of thousands, so you get how I know this. So when I got up this morning and saw the administration saying Israel is a terrorist state, U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee, who's a total Israeli operative, why would he say that? Trump, other surrogates saying they're terrorists. Trump saying, I order you to stop attacking Lebanon. And a bunch of other stuff that happened. And then I noticed it was all published the same time, coordinated in different rollouts. Then I knew it was a major move. And then you say, well, that's for your consumption because being pro-Israel is so negative. Trump wants to distance himself. No, because of another 1,000-plus points. I couldn't even go into it in a million years. It took me 10 minutes to explain the CIA timing of publishing thing. And that was just the surface of it. Trump announced, we're done militarily, period. We're now going to crush them with economics, which was his original policy in his first administration that worked great, that Joe Kent and, more importantly, Chairman Kane of the Joint Chiefs told him was what we should do. So Trump admits strategic defeat today militarily, says that's basically over, says we're going now to pure siege, which was the original policy that was working, if you believe in what they were doing and happening, and I'm not a fan of the Middle East. I'll take that any day over war, and I won't cry in my Cheerios if the Middle East get removed. I'm just worried about what Israel come and put in place, like Al-Qaeda in Syria. But one-dimensionally, I'm for them being removed. It's when you get into the next consequential equations of second, third order permutations. So, and there's a bunch more. I mean, dozens of major breaking things that the general public doesn't see, doesn't understand, but it's like a major shift just happened. And as I'm sitting here, more's coming in showing that shift. Now, here's the problem. I'll give you kind of the big picture first. You think Netanyahu and the globalist billionaires and BlackRock, that's as happy as a pig and you know what, that are imploding the world economy with this, do you think they're going to give up now that Trump's doing this? No. They're going to stage false flag terror attacks just as sure as the sun came up this morning to get us roped back into this. And you got the Israeli intelligence and military spokesperson saying, gee, we sure need a new 9/11. That'll get these Americans back in line. So let me give you the headlines here as we go to break. This is AP. This is AP. That the AP is the CIA. Okay? This is government announcement out of Trump's administration. Right here. Just AP. Settler siege of Palestinian homes, which are Christian, in the West Bank. Notice AP will never talk about Christians. Settler siege of Christian homes in West Bank, a horrific act of terror, U.S. ambassador says. Here's the London Telegraph. Israel army surrounds last Christian town in West Bank after months of the Israelis burning it, bombing it, and shooting it up. You dovetail that with this. U.S. orders Israel to keep its word on Lebanon. Axios. U.S. pushes back on CAT, says IDF will not withdraw from security zone in southern Lebanon. Israel says, screw you. That's fine. The point is, Trump is making his break in all of this. And it doesn't mean the war won't flare back up. It doesn't mean there won't be a false flag. The point is, this is a concerted effort that's real out of the administration to shut the war down and not let Israel be in the driver's seat. And then I would expect the NDAA and the Senate will also get shot down, turning over control of our military to Israel. This is very good developments. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're getting close. Stay with me. Stay with me and share the feed now.
I'll tell you something right now. That is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigley. And they went and they used the same service as, you know, the big web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors in the past. But this is Bigley doing it. And the key is, it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E, and it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research, and they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went, and I got it from a doctor, and it was incredible. And my own medical doctor owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years, and I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo, the ivermectin and the mebendazole, together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician, and when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend, but talk to your doctors. This is my own personal opinion. What I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole. And it is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week, but I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor to tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates, and it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make, 1776RX.health, and get your ivermectin mebendazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to thealexshowstore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They'll have sexy names. IRCMOS, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research IRCMOS. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at thealexshowstore.com and, of course, at 1776RX.health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So Israel manipulated us into this war. I told you, Midnight Hammer, they wanted the war then. They tried to get us to go to full war then. Trump didn't. I said, look, they're trying to get us to full war. Here they are saying it. They had all the influencers go, oh, you're a traitor. You're a Qatari agent. You're a scumbag. And then 167 days ago, Israel strikes, drags us into it. Netanyahu brags about it. The Strait of Hormuz gets closed. Trump believed they'd fall in 4 days. Then it was 5 weeks. And then it begins to set in on Trump that they're not going to fall. The Strait of Hormuz is closed, and it's killing the recovery and causing a global depression. As early as this winter is what all the numbers and actuaries are showing, definitely if it continues by next year. And it's still packed in major problems. We already all know about that. We already all understand that. And then suddenly a barrage of breaking news all at the same time this morning. The U.S. ambassador from Israel, Mike Huckabee, that's really who he is, the Israeli operative, comes out and says Israel coming in and circling, firebombing, destroying the last Christian settlement in the West Bank is an act of terror, an act of, quote, horrific terror, horrific act of terror. A red shot right here. So how would you get an Israeli operative to say that? He was obviously told to say that. He knows his job is hanging in the balance. Then you get all the other articles. Israel army surrounds last Christian town in West Bank. They've been shooting at it, firebombing it, beating people up. The military's not letting the Christians get in or out with food. And Huckabee, who's been supportive of all this, suddenly comes out and says it's a horrific act of terror, which it is. It's a lot worse than crushing a statue of Jesus or Mary. Everybody gets upset about that. How about burning out all the Christians? Then you get U.S. orders Israel to keep its word on Lebanon and to stop bombing it. Now, Trump's done this before and said, enough is enough, stop, you're breaking the peace deals. And Trump knows Israel wants to keep this war going because Iran and Hezbollah are heavily allied with it, and that is their main reason they say they're staying in the war. But Trump has also, and listen to this, this is a great point Thomas, one of the producers, making during the break, it's totally amazing, and he's absolutely right. Trump said a few weeks ago he'll send in the new al-Qaeda leader of Syria if the war continues there to take control of the country and kick Hezbollah out. And so now Trump is setting it up as this quagmire continues and stepping out of the way and saying the U.S. has washed its hands. So Syria can now go in and suck Iran into a fight between al-Qaeda, the Sunni, and the Iranian Shia, and then that pulls Iran away from the Strait of Hormuz. Then you can say, well, that's really cold-blooded then. That's actually for Israel getting big parts of Lebanon. Yeah, but Syria just signed a big defense deal with Russia, and the al-Qaeda leader just went and met with Putin. We can show you that. Just type in leader of Syria meets with Putin in Moscow and shows them all signing agreements. So these alliances are shifting. This is out of control. The biggest driver is our Gulf allies, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and others. They want this to stop. And the strait being closed is killing the world economy and killing Trump's recovery. But as a backstop, the Pentagon is looking at throwing this into a new war. A three-sided war, Syria, Iran, and Israel, and Turkey will definitely enter into this, over Lebanon. So the center of gravity is moving to that, so the United States can then have an off-ramp as a diversion with the new war and pull back so people don't notice the strategic defeat we just had because we followed Israel's advice. When Israel's actually admitted, we want quagmire, we want chaos, we knew they wouldn't fall, but long-term, we think the strait close will hurt Iran more than everybody else, so we're willing to do it and hurt everybody for our own interest of a greater Israel. And if you look at all that, it seems confusing. Yeah, it's all these different power structures trying to manipulate different angles of it, and as the situation changes, jumping around with different alliances. If it seems Machiavellian schizophrenic, it is. There's an old saying, you can't con an honest man. It's easy to con a con artist because they love all sorts of complex, weird, convoluted, confusing, crooked garbage. But at the end of the day, with all these announcements and all these things being said to Israel, and Trump not shipping for months any missiles to Ukraine, defense missiles, and now reportedly, this isn't out yet, but I've been told, Trump has decided to defend the homeland, because that's the only missiles we have left is for homeland defense, and not ship the rest of the Patriot and other missiles to Israel and to our bases, and that this was too much for Trump, and so he is attempting to decouple from this disaster right now. And that's the big news. That's the great news. That's what I'm so excited about. Doesn't mean we're home free. Doesn't mean it's a done deal. But I know how the propagandists work. I know how they publish. I know how they roll things out. I know the look of something, the signature of it, the modus operandi. And I can tell you this is a real attempt by Trump to disengage America and himself and all of us from the mistake he made. And it's not about giving Trump a facelift. It's not about suddenly Trump's good, as my detractors will say. It's about covering what's happening. And who could disagree with the fact that we want to put pressure on Trump and the administration and the media and the culture to get us out of this disastrous war and point out it's destroying the recovery and point out that it's Israel directing our country and Israel trying to run a coup through the Defense Authorization Act to merge with our military and intelligence. And this is backfired because Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan, and now others, last week signed their new defense pact, which is nuclear, because Pakistan is a serious nuclear power with extremely sophisticated ballistic missiles. And they've said they'll nuke Israel if they nuke Iran. Well, now they're saying they will attack anybody that attacks Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and others. So this backfire, this greater Israel expansion, get a regional war going, trick the Shiites and Sunnis into a conflict with each other, get them to tacitly sign on to a four-day war to topple the mullahs. That failed. So Saudi Arabia for months has been saying in this right now. And so Trump is now listening to those voices and interest. And because the fact that it's failed, the war has failed, and Israel has bragged that we knew it would fail, you got to love Smotrich, their economic minister, bragging 2 weeks ago, we set this up, America's fighting our battles, we wanted a quagmire, we knew it wouldn't make Iran fall for a couple years, ha ha ha. Thank you, Israel, for your psychotic bragging. Thank you for your leaders' psychotic bragging. Thank you, Ben-Gavir. There's Ben-Gavir with Smotrich. So, our enemies are killing each other, our enemies are going bankrupt, and then BlackRock, our big banker daddy with the Rothschilds, will come in and take control. Ha, 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 it's great. We get greater Israel, and our enemy, the new Rome, goes down in bankruptcy, and we're their banker. So this is so fun. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between them, they lick the platter clean. Yep, the Machiavelli insanity, the Machiavelli triple dealing, all the plans within plans until it all falls apart and you're crown king nothing. And because the public's aware of this, and it's now a major political issue, Trump has said months ago, everybody hates you, Netanyahu. Everybody hates Israel because of you now. The whole world's against you. The most important people in the world. You know, I'm pro-Israel, but you've destroyed Israel's name. You've really screwed up. And Trump screwed up signing on to it, but the fact that he's scapegoating them, and they deserve it overall, but he's guilty too, is again showing you that he's trying to off-ramp this. He's trying to get out of this. And so we just keep putting the pressure on the NDAA. We keep putting the pressure on all these groups and systems trying to take our sovereignty and our freedom and our liberty and our power to control our government. And we hammer the fact that this is historic and this is happening. You can say, oh, well, what is them signing an executive order saying we shouldn't have 71 shots for kids? Maybe it should be 9 or 10 or 11. And then it advises the agencies to do their own studies and prove this is safe. Oh, that didn't fix everything. It's a defeat. We're not going to sleep. No, we're not going to sleep. We're fighting. We're winning. Do we win the war? No, but we're winning battles. But this is way bigger than that. To have the Israeli agent, Mike Huckabee, their ambassador to the U.S. Folks, I know he's technically the U.S. ambassador to Israel, but he really is the Israeli ambassador. Come out and say Israel's involved in horrific acts of terror exterminating Christians. He's doing that because I guarantee you he is hanging by a thread with his job. And then you have Axios, that is where Trump puts out all his leaks, to CIA, saying Trump is pissed at Israel. Trump said, you had better stop it right now. You'd better stop attacking Lebanon right now. You better stop sabotaging our deals. And then Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, oh, the new plan is economic pressure on Iran to bring them to heel. Well, that was what Trump did his first 4 years that was very successful. That's what Joe Kent, in my interview with him Saturday that we aired Monday, said should be done. That was the Pentagon assessment and the Defense Intelligence Agency, and even the CIA assessment was don't do it. Even the IDF told Trump 170-something days ago, a week before this war started, they're not going to fall, don't do this. If you're going to strike them to cut back their missiles and stuff, that's fine, but they may close the strait. We advise against this. The IDF went against Netanyahu and the Mossad and said, don't do this. Not because they're not for expanding Israel, not because, no, because they can think second, third, fourth order about, oh, this will make Israel even more unpopular. This could drive the Arab nations together in a new alliance, they said. And what just happened? And now Saudi Arabia, as I first told you years ago, and Turkey and everybody else are now under a nuclear Pakistan umbrella. Turkey has the biggest military in what you call the Western Europe bridge into the Near East. They have the biggest military in Europe other than Russia, if you count the East. Russia's number one for conventional military and number one for nukes and who knows what else, we're told. And you don't think the U.S. got a little stuff under the table up the sleeve, you're a fool. But the point is, it's mutually assured destruction. It doesn't matter. I can destroy you 5,000 times. I can destroy you 8,000 times. I can put 10,000 bullets in you. I can put 50,000 bullets in you. I can beat you in the head with a baseball bat 5,000 times. I can beat you in the head with a baseball bat 8,000 times. It doesn't matter. This is madness, folks. Mutually assured destruction. So all this moved. Israel miscalculated. It all went off the rails. So riddle me this, Batman. Does Israel and the psychotics running it give up? No. What does Israel do now that their whole big master plan, what's that Moby song? It's the theme song for, is that Moby? What's the theme song for the Bourne Identity? Yeah, I want to, the last minute of this hour, I want to play Extreme Ways. Because, oh, it's so wonderful. Everything's going so great. Then it fell apart like it always does. And that's the thing about evil. You study it. It always works really good the first few levels, and then it gets worse and worse, and it gets you to double down to try to prop it up, and now it's captured you. Now it's got you by the Johnson, and then it just gets more horrible and drags you through a meat grinder. That's when I look at Netanyahu and Ben-Gavir and Smotrich, and they're all giggling and laughing in every video and looking crazy. You know where I've seen footage like that? When Hitler invaded Poland and Czechoslovakia, and they got that footage of them up there in their command center, and Hermann Göring's rubbing his hands, and Hitler is, and they all look crazy, and it's the same look, folks, called megalomania. And when I cover their megalomania, you see it in me, only because I'm empathic. I'm focusing on them. I'm looking at them, and I'm showing you empathically what they are. That freaks them out, by the way, because I can show them their spirit, but I'm not possessed by their spirit. I'm simply reflecting back at them what they are. And the closest thing to Adolf Hitler on this planet is Benjamin Netanyahu, Ben-Gavir, Smotrich, and the rest of them. And all the Nazis go, Hitler's great, what do you mean? Oh, you're idiots. Lebensraum, living space, expanding, invincible, very competent, incredible smart people under him, overreaching, gambling, more, feeling the power, being drug into it. So I want to ask listeners, I want the phones for anybody that's ever worked in intelligence, and that could mean you ran a state-level threat fusion center. That's some of the most smart people we got. Maybe you were in Army intelligence, maybe, you know, Navy intelligence. Veterans, corporate leaders. That's got its own intelligence. But I want to specifically open the phones up and say, do you agree with what I just said? Because it's all right here. Do you specifically agree with the specifics? What would you like to add? What do you disagree with? And what do you do when you're Israel? Well, past behavior is the most indicative of future action. So will Israel back off, take its gains, dominating the region, already in control of Congress to a great extent, or will it go for full control of Congress and open dictatorship in the U.S. through the bureaucracy and deep state? And will it do a false flag, nuclear false flag or something like that, or maybe a power outage and blame it on Iran, a cyber attack? Because up above Israel's BlackRock and the Rothschilds and the globalists and their whole system, and I think you know the answer, they're going to hit us. They're not going to stop. That's fortune favors the bold, so we're told. So, tick, tick, tock, tock. Only thing that can stop this is an act of God, but God helps those that help themselves. And that means everyone having an epiphany about this. And I'm sorry, only spending 99% of your time on Charlie Kirk assassination, maybe 1% of your time on Russia getting ready to hit Europe openly in nuclear war, maybe 0.5% of the time on the NDAA Israel taking over the U.S., maybe 0.25%, maybe 1/1,000,000,000th of a percentage of your time caring about the Trump administration openly breaking with Israel in action, not shipping them the missiles, not giving Ukraine missiles, saying we're done with physical war, we're going back to siege, and then having all these Israeli operatives have to come out and openly attack Israel and say, you're horrific terrorist for exterminating Christians. I mean, we know it's the government bot censoring us when we put out every week burning Christian villages, burning Christian churches. It gets shut down. It gets blocked. We get shadow banned. That's not X doing that. That's the bots and the internal government algorithm systems. They're able to come in and manipulate all that. It's the same thing everywhere. Now you got the government organs saying what the truth. That's Trump going, oh, you think you run me? Because Trump keeps saying, I run things. I'm pro-Israel. I thought this would work. And now they've got the operatives threatening him. He's like, well, son of a bitch, you don't run me. I don't want to blow Israel up. Hell, half my family, you know, and crew are Jewish. But hell, you're not going to sit there and tell me you're boss. Just like you have the big fight in Israel with 80% of the Jews and the government trying to get rid of Netanyahu. It doesn't mean they're perfect. It's the whole Ehud Barak crew and Obama. I mean, this is but it's not just them. Look at our Congress, it's the worst of the worst. Is the Knesset full of scum? Yeah. Is our Congress full of scum? Yeah. It's not a facelift the Jews. It's stop acting like they're the only group that's got a bunch of crazy people and megalomaniacs. We got plenty of that to go around. And it doesn't matter because whoever's doing it, Chi-Coms, Protestants, Catholics, Jews, Muslims, I don't care. You're a power mad megalomaniac. You want to run my life. You're the enemy. And I refuse to sink to your level because of what your background is or your religion. It's your actions, and I oppose you. And they can't handle that moral authority, folks, because I legitimately don't hate black people. I love them. I legitimately don't hate Hispanics. I love them. I legitimately don't hate Jews. I love them. Or anybody. But they've organized a lot of these groups that white Christians are bad because the ideals of that are antithetical to the New World Order takeover plan. So when you attack what is going to save us, I am going to oppose you because you are wrong. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and that's happening right now. And we're seeing major cracks in the globalist, Israeli, New World Order, neoliberal Hollywood control arm. So let's put the number on screen. And let's take your calls on this subject and everything I just said. It's a huge topic area, geopolitical, Russia ties into it. There's no excuse not to call on this subject. I'm sorry. If I see other subjects up there, just don't. They'll still put other subjects. No, we're doing this subject. It's a huge subject. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. If you're trying to call into your country code, and then 512-266-0642. Look forward to speaking to you. 512-266-0642. And if you're in Israel, you're welcome to call in. If you're in Iran, you're welcome to call in. If you're in Kuwait, I don't care where you are. We want to give you a perspective on this. Now listen, I got big announcements about major victories we've had that are imminent and quick, and I just got to get the stuff in line and some things done, and I'm working real hard around here, but we've had some big victories, and what your support's done, and the legal battle, and the new studios, and everything else we're doing, but I'm in the pole position. That means, you know, if you're not a race car fan, we're in the lead in the last 2 miles of the race, okay, when it comes to the next phase of the info war. But I'm way ahead of the bad guys. I got time to pull into the pit and have them dump some gas in. But right now I'm pulling up to the pit stop, and there's no gas getting dumped in. I need to pull in here at 200 miles an hour, screech on my brakes, slam in, you know, 6-7 gallons of gas, and I need to roar out on the son of a bitch and win the race. So I need you to go right now to the AlexJonesStore.com, get the very best supplements, the methylene blue, the t-shirts, all the other incredible products, and fund our operation so that I can continue on, because I'm out of gas. But I'm telling you, you want these products. They are incredible. They are amazing. Get the methylene blue. Get the shields. Methylene blue is 40% off right now. Get the t-shirts. We've got these tactical fanny packs with the 6 free patches in it. It's, you know, literally half off what you get in stores. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your past support. This is historic. We're in the last few days where you can get put in to win on the sweepstakes. Both super badass off-road vehicles, $20,000 cash. Every dollar you spend puts you in 100X to be put into the raffle for the 2 super vehicles. This is a little crossover period. Take action now, 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 now. Only way you fail is not taking action now. Have we not given you victory?
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life.
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I want to look at the latest with the FBI here, and it ties into the Southern Poverty Law Center and more indictments against them yesterday. We'll come back on your phone calls on the Israel-U.S. break and the war and the big developments there. But first, John Bowne's new report.
Freshly declassified documents by the White House Government Transparency Task Force detail the secret counterintelligence FBI operation known as Round River. Beginning around December 2019, analysts with the Foreign Influence Task Force on Russia pulled together earlier reports from confidential sources about the Biden family's links to Burisma, Hunter Biden, Mykola Zlochevsky, and the rest of the Ukraine situation. Then they stamped that material as Russian disinformation.
Well, what we definitely know is that Trump and Vladimir Putin actually have a few things in common when it comes to the media. Both of them happen to be propaganda machines. They spread misinformation, disinformation, and so divisions in the United States. That's Russia's mission, we know, from the intelligence community. And Donald Trump has proven himself to be a tool, a Russian tool, for spreading that misinformation and disinformation.
Whether President Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia.
Whether the president was secretly working with Russia against America.
Whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of the Russians.
Whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia.
Whether President Trump was working on behalf of Russia.
Whether President Trump was working on Russia's behalf.
Whether the sitting president was secretly working for Russia.
Whether President Trump was working for Russia from the Oval Office.
A 2025 ODNI summary says the team did it without first checking whether any of those claims were even true. In some cases, they even went back and changed the source files to match the new label. The records show at least 14 confidential human sources gave the FBI derogatory information on Joe Biden. A spreadsheet from the intelligence files split people into two groups. Republicans like Bill Barr, Mike Pompeo, Chuck Grassley, Ron Johnson, Lindsey Graham, Devin Nunes, and Jim Jordan got listed as conduits of Russian disinformation. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Barack Obama, and George Soros got listed as targets. And the Foreign Influence Task Force signed off on those labels.
How many companies other than Burisma did the Obama-Biden State Department prepare you to give answers for? And if so, if there were others, which ones?
I just don't recall.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board.
Why was it you found the allegations against Joe Biden related to his son or Burisma not to be believed?
Simply because I've known former Vice President Biden for a long time. I know how he respects his duties of higher office, and it's just not credible to me that a Vice President of the United States is going to do anything other than act as how he sees best for the national interest.
40 FBI informants have been feeding the Bureau exactly what Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden have been doing all over the world. Primetime isn't sure the FBI had this many informants working on the Trump campaign. So, what does it mean that the FBI has had the Biden family wired? And what does it mean that the FBI hasn't done a thing? Well, it tells me that the FBI knows all of the president's dirty laundry and is blackmailing him. Because Senator Grassley also revealed that multiple FBI field offices tried to run this criminal information back to headquarters, and we're blocked at every corner.
FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed in a letter to the task force that he shut down the Foreign Influence Task Force after he took over. He said the Bureau is now investigating what the task force did. including whether it used the Round River work to zero in only on the Biden-related sources. Patel also noted that they found at least 53 relevant sources overall and are getting ready to release the reporting from all of them. An operation that adds more fuel to a raging fire, revealing outright illegitimate use of government power that shielded one side from scrutiny ahead of the debacle we now know as the 2020 election. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his land was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Anybody that's not hiding under a rock knows that I pride myself on doing my homework and knowing what the hell I talk about. And when it comes to geopolitics, I have done a lot of research on every region of the world. I'm particularly an expert on CONUS, on Europe, on the Middle East, and on the South China Sea. But, I mean, I've done a lot of research on South America, everything. I mean, I've done a lot of research. I love it. I'm addicted to it. And how they all, I'm into sociology and anthropology and how all these systems fit together. And I understand the ingredients that went into Trump striking Iran and getting drug into this. He's a boomer. He was brought up like all the boomers to love Israel. I was brought up that Israel was great. My parents weren't Christian Zionists, but they were like, you know, they're not perfect, but, you know, they're not the Muslims, and the Muslims want to take over, and it's in their Quran, and that was all true. And then I also saw people always attacking Israel and Jews and ascribing everything bad in the world to them, and I knew that wasn't true. But Israel, under its leadership of Netanyahu for 25, 26 years, is pure evil. And it's a whole show, and I've written books and made films about 9/11, and Israel was a co-partner with U.S. neocons in orchestrating and engineering and greenlighting all of that. And so the new danger with Trump really pulling back, because he doesn't want to sacrifice the world economy and everything on the altar of Israel's expansion, and he now understands that the EU and the globalists and BlackRock are behind it at one level to create a global depression, Trump is legitimately behind the scenes trying to be able to declare victory, but get an off-ramp to this. And so they came out. You put the headlines up today. It's everywhere. Bessent, show the Drudge headline. Bessent, Treasury Secretary, put in charge. New policy. We're going to end military action and just use sanctions, and that means siege, against them. Well, that's the original Trump policy that Joe Kent talked about in our interview this Saturday that I did at Dallas at that debate that hasn't aired yet with the neocons. And he explained, he goes, this is the Pentagon reports. You've seen the declassified ones. I'm just telling you, I'm not a genius. I'm telling you what is the known, understanded knowledge. Understand a new word. Understood knowledge. And so that's where we are right now. You can just go to search engine and type in Bessent put in charge, and it'll pull the article up. I knew, everybody knows it. It's all been announced everywhere, but I must show you. Here, I'll do it on my phone. I must show you. I can't just tell you that the Treasury Secretary's policy on the war has now been adopted by Trump. I will show you. I will show you. It's just the way it is. It's going to happen. Doesn't matter how many hours it takes. Doesn't matter how many years. Doesn't matter, you know, what it is. I had it in my stack. I can't find it. Trump orders Bessent to cripple Iran's economy, reluctant to resume all-out offensive. The U.S. president is turning to his Treasury Secretary to bring the regime to heel. Well, that's the same policy that was working that the Pentagon advised Trump to do. So without Trump admitting strategic defeat, without Trump admitting Israel conned him and he was wrong, he is now going back to the original policy. And you see that in action, not shipping missiles to the Middle East, not shipping missiles to Ukraine, the defense missiles saying it's over, stop it, and saying Israel, stop attacking Lebanon, or we're going to let Syria come in with Al-Qaeda, who just did a defense deal with the Russians, and you guys can have your new war there, a three-front war, three-group war, the Hezbollah, the Iranians, the Al-Qaeda out of Syria, and the Israelis. So this is a big deal. And when you have the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, and AP and Reuters all run the headline, when did you ever think you'd read this? Settler siege of Palestinian, Christian homes, in West Bank, a horrific act of terror, U.S. ambassador says. And he said of the Christians, the AP won't even say Christians. But the point is, this was directed out of Axios as the leak. This was directed, Huckabee put out the statement after the leak came out. Israeli army surrounds last Christian town in West Bank, London Telegraph. U.S. orders Israel to keep its word on Lebanon, Axios. The United States expects all parties to act in a manner. This was given by the White House to Axios. The United States expects all parties to act in a manner consistent with the framework they agreed to, and Israel clearly stated that it has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon. A permanent military presence in South Lebanon is not consistent with the commitments made in the framework or the long-term peace and security of both states, State Department officials said. Major break. U.S. pushes back on CAT, says IDF will not withdraw from security zone in southern Lebanon. An official clarified that from Washington's perspective, a permanent Israeli military presence in southern Lebanon is inconsistent with the commitments made under the understandings. And you've got Ben-Gavir and Smotrich and all of them running around saying, we're taking all of Lebanon and we're going to burn it all, both Christian and Muslim, to piss off the Iranians and keep them there. Then I thought I'd show you, before we go to your calls, some past Trump Truth Socials. This is 6/14/26. And he goes on to say, stop it now. This is terrible. You're killing the peace deal. Israel, stop it. We got more of Trump saying, enough is enough. The USA will get all nuclear dust created by our great B-2 bombers. No money will exchange hands in of any shape or form. The deal is in no way subject to Lebanon either. But the USA will separately work with Lebanon and a deal with Hezbollah situation in an appropriate manner. Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are prohibited from doing so by the USA. Enough is enough. Thank you, President Trump. 4/17/26. Israel hit them with the biggest attacks like 20 hours later, less than a day later. You're like, well, Trump did this before then, so this time isn't real either. They don't have AP and Reuters saying Israel's committing horrible terror attacks on Christians. They don't have public headlines everywhere saying Israel stopped doing it. You have the Pentagon coming out saying Israel's the number one threat to our national security in a defense intelligence release. And it goes on from there. And then Trump saying, we're done with military action. It's going to be sanctions now. And that gives Iran now room to come in with a real negotiation. It's what they wanted, was a promise of a military end. And that doesn't mean that Israel isn't going to attack Egypt or something like we know has already happened and blame it on Iran. That doesn't mean a nuke might not go off in Tel Aviv, for God's sakes. I mean, Israel will double down. They've shown that. The chutzpah here, you got to carry these balls around with wheelbarrows. Nobody will deny that Israel's competent, focused, driven. Nobody's going to take it away, man. As the Legion of Doom, you become Lex Luthor and all you guys are some really, really bad hombres. Nobody's saying you aren't meaner than hell and double dealing as crooked as a dog's back leg and didn't buy off our government and didn't, boy, you sure showed you got the big ding dongs. But it's running into a brick wall like the Moby song. Oh, it's so great. Oh, I stand in line for this. Oh, it's so wonderful until it all falls apart like it always does. So this is the biggest movements we've seen, and this is not cosmetic, because most of this is diplomatic and is all augmented. And I just know the cut of this. I know the signature of it. I said months ago, oh, Israel just sabotaged this. This is Trump beginning to put down Israel and blame them for the disaster. So he has an off-ramp. Sure, they deserve it, but he deserves it too for buying into it. I don't expect this to end now. Now I'm telling you, on this track, this is going to end. Again, cut off the missiles to Israel. That's been done. Cut off the missiles to Ukraine. That's been done. You want to end the war with Russia? Just cut their weapons off. Russia's ready to make a deal. The point is, how do you know that? You want another 10-hour rant? You know, the Pentagon, with its actual assessments, is extremely accurate. The Pentagon knows we started this fight with Russia. Pentagon knows we encircled them. Pentagon knows Russia has more land and resources it can deal with. Pentagon knows Russia wants to come work with us and sell us all the rare earth minerals and wants to get in bed with us. The smart move would cut Russia off from China. That was always our policy. How's it been working out now, driving them together? You know, when you don't want war with Russia, they call you a Russian agent. Well, you people for the war with Russia are an agent of killing the dollar and an agent of ruining our future and maybe giving us a nuclear war. You aren't serious. You don't study history. You don't know what you're talking about. We've been proven right on everything. You've been proven wrong on everything. Those of you out there pushing this crap. I debated four big neocon brains last weekend, and by halfway through, they said, you're right, the war's wrong, but we shouldn't hate Republicans and Trump, and the Democrats are more dangerous. And I'm like, domestically, they are. Nobody's saying we don't wish Trump had done better. Nobody's saying we don't want Trump to succeed. They're like, okay, well, then let's work together. They can't even debate this. You certainly can't debate it. Those of you out there saying we're wrong. This isn't like Afghanistan or Iraq where we're just running around getting troops killed and expending munitions for the military-industrial complex to make money. This was never done by previous presidents because the Pentagon said it's not going to work. So you can debate whether the war is right or wrong till the cows come home. If something ain't gonna work, you don't do it even if you're for it. That's why I use the Deepwater Horizon example all the time. I got plenty of other analogies. But the engineer said, if you don't put concrete into this hole and we hit a big gas deposit, which we believe is the biggest ever found there, it's going to blow up. And they said, do it or you're fired. Okay, we'll do it. Boom, blows up. I mean, it's the same thing. It's not going to work. Do you even know how the Iranian government's set up? It's set up in cells. They got stronger when we killed their mullah. Anybody that has a brain knows that. That's why Israel did it, because they wanted a protracted war to get all the Arabs fighting with each other to weaken the entire region, and Israel bragged about that and said they'll use it as a distraction to grab Lebanon and Syria territory. And now the Al-Qaeda leader we put in under Biden just ran off and made a defense weapons deal with the Russians, and the Russians are back in Syria. And now there's all these alliances with Syria and Turkey and Pakistan under a nuclear umbrella. Israel, boy, you were running the tables, weren't you? Everything was going your way until you went too far. What did Michael Savage say like 10 months ago talking to top generals, former Mossad heads. He's dialed into those guys. He's America first guy, but, you know, he likes Israel. He's Jewish, really smart guy. He said, no, the consensus is Israel's got enough. It's gone too far. Stop now or we'll be destroyed down the road. Was Michael Savage? You think he works for Qatar? Think he works for Iran? No, he understands that. He understands the biggest enemy of Israel and Jews is Netanyahu. And he's going to get all us killed. And then he's trying to take over the Pentagon? Hell, you already pretty much run it in Congress. Now you got to officially do it? And then you're all full of chutzpah and nuclear weapons? I don't want you destroyed regardless, but now certainly you're in real danger of getting destroyed, and you're going to get us all destroyed. You're crazy! I mean, look at these lunatics. Oh, my God, help us. Oh, my God. And you've succeeded in making the psychotic mullahs look like good guys. Great. Fabulous job. Iran has super high approval rates worldwide. You have the worst. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. I apologize. Oh, goody, goody gun drops. I'm very happy about this, but I can think, will our little Israeli friends now stop? No. So I asked the callers, what are they going to do? And I've got a good idea. Massive cyber attack, knocking out half the electricity in the U.S., blame it on Iran. Maybe a nuke in New York, maybe D.C., or maybe just a dirty bomb. Maybe they nuke Tel Aviv or something. I mean, you already have Israeli ministers on TV saying, when the Iranians shoot missiles, we should blow up Al-Aqsa Mosque and blame it on them and cause an Arab civil war. Yeah. That's psychotic. You think the Arabs are really going to think the Iranians blow up Al-Aqsa Mosque? By the way, if you were going to do that, why would you say it on national Israeli TV? I used to watch like cartoons and movies about superheroes. By the time I had about 10, though, real history was too cool, so I stopped doing it. But, you know, I've got kids now. Three of them are grown. I've watched a lot of Megamind and funny movies, and there's a lot of, you know, great stuff, Pixar, you name it. And you sit there and you watch the mastermind criminal monologue while they have the good guy tied up about to kill him. And I used to be a kid, and I'd say, if I was the bad guy and I had the guy that I barely beat, I'd just kill him as soon as I could. I'd, you know, in my sights, boom, you're done. I'm not like monologuing. I'm not like bragging about it. But then I studied criminology more and looked at history. And the truth is about criminals, they come in all shapes and sizes and races and religions, is they do love to brag. That's number one in criminology. And they love to monologue. And so you've got all these Israeli psychotics monologuing about their master plan and how stupid we are. Well, what happens when the world isn't not stupid, but distracted, and starts actually reading what you've said and what you've done, and then everybody turns against you. And now we have to have this giant confrontation that you've set up where everyone against you is Hitler, and you're the good guys, and you're Captain America, and we're all Red Skull. And you just think because World War II, despite giant sacrifice, quote, went your way, now you're doing it again? Rolling the dice with that? Except you don't have Hitler running around like a wind-up toy to do your bidding this time. Oh, you don't control a wind-up toy. You don't run the wind-up toy. But you wind it up. Like the Rothschild banks did. Wind it up. Turn it loose. No, thank you. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Sergeant, Jimmy, Jeremy, Baker, Matt, Pete, Matt, others. Let's go ahead and go to Sergeant in Texas on the Israel breakaway. Tell us what that means. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's great to talk to you again. Hey, man, I think that this is pivotal for end time prophecy. You know, the book of Daniel and Jesus even said himself that the world would be set against Israel in a war, which is why the treaty would need to be signed with Israel to bring the 7 years of peace before Armageddon. And Alex, you said it years ago, man, and you woke me up to a certain point in the Bible that you said it clear as day and very matter of fact that before all this stuff happens, man, the Christian church gets wiped off the face of the planet. And I actually had to go to the Bible and check that out. And dude, you're 100% right. And what Israel is doing right now is positioning those pieces, like I said, for everybody to war against them, and they wipe out the Christian church to set up the abomination of desolation in the temple, which, you know, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that whole thing, that trying to get that moving. And I would just say to the Christians out there, man, keep your sword sheathed. Those who endure unto the end will be given the morning star. And unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. We are meant to be bled out, man. That's how we get our morning star in eternity. So, Alex, I say that all this is going as planned, man, and Israel doesn't know it, and we don't know it. Israel won't be destroyed, but they will eventually turn to Christ in the final days before it's all said and done.
Well, I mean, it says the Antichrist wages war against the saints and overcomes them. So
yeah,
how are we all being raptured out if it wages war against us and overcomes us? But that's up to halftime, though, folks. That's not the second half.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right, sir.
Then you've got the witnesses resurrected, and then it's the biggest revival you've ever seen.
Yes, sir. We won't be raptured out. That's a lie. We will. Those who are left behind will endure the tribulation that has to make their robes white. They have to get their robes white, and the way they make their robes white is through the tribulation, through the great bleeding out of the saints. So all of that stuff is further on down the road. They're just positioning the pieces to make that war that they have to sign that treaty for beforehand.
Absolutely. And the occultists say they're setting it up for the end of the world, but they believe the devil will win. So the Muslims think they're making the Messiah come. The Jews think it. The Christian Zionists think it. And it's like folly that you're going to make God do what you want. You're going to make the Messiah come. There's all these top rabbis in videos in Hebrew and English telling Netanyahu, you got to expand wars. You got to make the Messiah come. He's like, we're working on it. We're working on it. Imagine the delusion that you are going to make God do something. You can ask God, and if it's in God's alignment and you and God thinks it's the right thing, then God will grant prayers. But you're going to make God do something? That is the most arrogant thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, sir. Their father is Satan because they do his works for him. Their father is not the one sitting on the throne in heaven, the Alpha and the Omega, the Ancient of Days, man. And I just say, keep pressing on, sir. You are the standard being lifted up against the flood of evil entering this world, man. And I join arms with you. I'm going to go to the Alex Jones store, buy some of that triiodine and ultramethylene blue, sir.
Thank you. We need the funds. We're ready to. We've got everything ready. We're winning the legal battles. It's not in the news as we're winning. We've got all this incredible stuff ready to announce. But I'm literally sitting there. It's like having a beautiful field with sunshine and rain, and we don't have seeds to plant. We're just maxed out, literally enough money coming in to operate. And we have these incredible products that are so good. And I swear, strike me down by a bolt of lightning if I'm making this up. We need the funds. Plus, the products are incredible. I mean, our methylene blue is medical grade. It's the best. The best bovine colostrum. The widest selection of Patriot gear. It's all there. A lot of cool specialty items like this little fanny pack that would normally be like $60-$70. It's $39 with 6 free patches. Betsy Ross flag, Gadsden flag. You know, all of it's just fun. It's cool. My only problem is they always get a limited number of these. There's only a couple thousand. And then we've got this cool cooler that's all murdered out. It's an Alex Jones Live cooler, free with every order of $100 or more. Today and tomorrow, the last days, every month, there's a week period where you get put at 100X for every dollar you spend in the store for the sweepstakes for the two super off-road vehicles. One's a Dodge, one's a Ford. But there's this 1 week period where one offer is about to end, a new offer is about to begin, that you get a chance. That's the way sweepstakes work, to win both vehicles, $20,000 cash. You got to tomorrow night at midnight Central Time to do that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And yeah, man, I got big plans. We've already done big things, but I need the funds. My goodness. It's that simple. Just commit to support the broadcast. Get some great product at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's a win-win for everybody. Only way we lose if we don't take action.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, methylene blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins, memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Yet, but when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. No matter how good the call is, I'm going to give everybody about 90 seconds so we can just get your point out about what I've covered, what's happening. There's no doubt the U.S. is making a public and behind-the-scenes break with Israel. Trump is trying to off-ramp this. He's not sending missiles to Israel and now to Ukraine. It's a big deal. They're putting out articles everywhere, really going after Netanyahu and Israel. Netanyahu's big buddy, his ambassador to the U.S., is calling Israel's attack and killing of the last Christian ancient village that's 2,000 plus years old in the West Bank, horrific act of terror. That's AP reporting that. I mean, this is a big deal. And it's good. And we can try to shut this down and move on. And then Israel won't be the center of the universe with all the problems that come with that with everybody. It doesn't mean the Middle East will be fixed, but this is a disaster right now. Let's go to Jeremy in FEMA Region 5 on this subject. Thanks for calling.
Alex Jones, nothing but love, brother.
Love you, brother. Go ahead.
So what we have here is now we're going to be dealing with a cornered rat in a do-or-die situation, so nothing is off the table. We have false flag, cyber attack, Samson option. I mean, Mossad has their agents sprinkled throughout every department, every agency of our government. So the stuff that they can pull and that they're going to pull, because they hate us, and we know that. And we've been fed a lie our whole life that through the Schofield Bible that we're supposed to support Israel no matter what. And you and I both know that it's not no matter what. You know, if they're following the ways of God, then yeah, they're our brothers, but they're not. They're walking in the Antichrist spirit, like the previous caller just said. So nothing is off the table. Nothing.
Well, I mean, I want to be fair here for my study. I don't think all of Israel hates the West or hates America or thinks it's the new Rome, but definitely the people running Israel admit, I mean, Netanyahu, we've done documentaries on it, says you're the new Rome and you're going to get it. And it's just an excuse. Like, what do I have to do with Titus sacking Jerusalem 2,000 years ago? But in this whacked out world, that is the excuse that these guys engage in. And, you know, the Muslims say they're allowed to rule the world because they're Quran, and it's just a bunch of crazy cults out of control.
100%, 100%. And this goes back to the Bible, or back to the garden, where Satan hates us. And so he'll use whatever tool he can to destroy humanity. He'll pit brother against brother, Cain versus Abel, Muslim against, you know, Jew against Christian, Muslim against Christian, whatever it takes to destroy humanity, that's the ultimate goal.
I appreciate your call. I mean, definitely we're not out of the woods yet, because Trump's trying this. This is real. I see all the signs there. I mean, just the things he's saying, the things they're doing, not sending the missiles, making these statements. Definitely Israel's been sabotaging the peace deal. And Trump's been double dealing on this because he's looking for a deal. But Israel is not going to give up. People running are not going to give up. And we better have a debate about that right now. I mean, will they kill Trump and say Iran did it? That'd be a perfect false flag. That's another one. Not just a nuke or a cyber attack. We got to talk about that. And Trump's teed himself up for that. If I get killed, destroy Iran. And Iran has teed itself up saying, yeah, we might try to kill him. And who knows, they might try. I mean, it is the mullahs aren't angel cakes either. Baker in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yo, listen, when this war cracked off, I made the analogy that he's kind of having a Skywalker moment. And, you know, you got to remember that at the end of this, Vader does still fulfill the prophecy. He's looking at the emperor. He's looking at Luke. Like, America is Luke right now, dying. His legacy is just getting zapped. And he's still the one person that can still throw him down the reactor shaft. And I know that's like a stupid analogy, but the way that I see it is that, you know, we spent so much time and we went to bat so hard for this dude and for this movement against the left. And there was this weird cloud hanging over everything. And I think he realizes that it's just like all of the Americanism and the patriotism is, you know, everything. Harrison made this good point. It just feels dead. It just felt like not real. And so I think Trump is like looking at what's going on, and he's still going to be the one to do it. And I want to say this, you know, to all the people that call this traitors and all this, said this crazy stuff. And it's like, I get it. We established that we're in this battle against the left who lie about history, who lie about colonialism to justify their hate. And, you know, I was looking at the Young Turks page, and because they've been bringing on Joe Kent a lot, and they were, and, you know, we're all kind of buddy buddy about this Israel thing and all that, because it's, you know, it's a real thing. But then I looked at all their other videos and I realized, man, these people are villains. These people are disgusting. But the problem is that the white pillars, they all did, or the people who called this traitors, they just went along with this because they, you know, it wasn't sophisticated enough. And so what I want to say is that, you know, Trump, just, you have to follow through with this. Otherwise your legacy's over, dude. And it's not about you. It's what you represented for America. So, you know, thank you everyone for supporting.
I agree with you. And It's not that Trump's perfect by any, but he does care about his legacy. And he said months ago, everybody hates you, Netanyahu. Everybody hates Israel because you're now, you're lucky I'm supporting you. Quit trying to manipulate me. They just keep doing it. So he's looking for an off ramp. It doesn't mean we're there yet, but these new moves, having Huckabee say, quote, Israel is committing horrific acts of terror, close quote. And U.S. saying, we order you to stop attacking Lebanon now, and all this other stuff coming out. Okay, we're done with war. Now we're going to economic pressure. That's the off ramp, which we were saying he should do. That is very serious. And so we should really expect some fireworks now out of Netanyahu. I don't see any way Netanyahu backs down. I'm concerned they're going to kill Trump and blame Iran. What do you think?
This is the thing though. If they do that, it's at a point of no return because and this is what worries me about the white pills. Oh, you're all traitors in this. Is that if this does get serious with a terrorist attack, they're going to go, well, you support terrorism. Oh, look, they're attacking us. And listen, the emperor is truly evil. Vader never was. He was just seduced. So the Huckabees and the Trumps and all these people who went along with this, they have a chance to just, you know what, say, screw this. I'm going all in. And I hope they have that moment. And so.
Well, let's remember, Trump should be supporting Netanyahu's opposition. Okay. Not everybody in Israel is for this. It doesn't mean they're angels. It just means they understand that second, third, fourth order, this is really dangerous. This is crazy. Thanks for the call. All right. Up next, let's go to Daniel in Mass. You're on the air on the war. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
What's up, brother? Long time listener. Appreciate everything you do. You woke me up to everything. But I do have some concerns, and not just with you, but also all the callers. It's like we're hooked on to a permanent copium tank. How many times have we heard this before? How many times has Trump told, has this been leaked out? Oh, and yeah, who he's, you know, this, that, and the other. And then what happens, excuse my French, does whatever he wants. Now, this time, we're not sending them weapons. We're not sending Ukraine this, that, and the other. Do you really think they've been cooking this up for over 40 years, okay? Iran is their last sort of power that's standing up to them in the Middle East. You really think after all the money spent, after all these wars, they're just going to lift up their hands and walk away and, all right, Mr. Trump, this is it. Yeah, this time we're, you know, all right, what we get? No, it's not going to happen. Something's going to happen. World Jewry is going to get what they want. It's been that way for centuries. They've subverted many, many governments in the past to get their ways. It is their way, the way of deception. It's literally the IDF's motto.
That's the Mossad's motto. So let me just say this. I'm not naive, and I'm not saying everything's fixed, but I can tell you at the Pentagon and other places, the vast majority are against this war and against what's happening. Israel has bit off more than it can chew. Netanyahu has major opposition. So I'm simply saying we should continue to criticize this, the NDAA takeover and what's happening, and push for this to be shut down, just like the Russia war. Just because I'm here being optimistic about some good developments and saying we should expand on that doesn't mean that I think everything is great. I mean, should we just go off the air and just give up? I mean, what are you saying?
No, I'm not. I appreciate, plenty of, quote unquote black pillars, this, that, and the other. But it's just, we just have to be realistic. When we say we have to put pressure on, we are nothing to Trump. We are a mere peasants who got him into the office. He got what he wanted from us. Okay. We didn't fill his bank account. We didn't make him rich. Okay. So he does not give a rat's ass what we want. We cannot, as a people, when you say we got to keep putting pressure, who is we? Like what? Are we going to?
So, I'm just hearing that you're demoralized. Listen, we're reaching millions of people right now. Well, tell us what we should do then. I said, should we just go off the air and just give up? Or what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that our forefathers warned us of this in the past, okay, of foreign entanglement. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
I know. So we're here trying to get out of the foreign entanglement. And so I'm trying to ask what you're saying.
One way out of it, okay, without Fed posting, there's only one way out of this. We are not voting our way out of it. It is not happening.
Oh, so you want a violent revolution?
That's not what I want. It's not what any of us want. And also, one more thing to add to the thing is, you know, you're very educated, man, and I know that. But as far as history goes and World War II and Hitler and all that, you are very, very uneducated on this subject. I notice every time you go to demonize Netanyahu is like today's Hitler. Now, why would you say that? Because you were predictably programmed.
Oh, yeah, right. So, yeah, I've read Mein Kampf. That's unprogrammed. Did you know that Hitler was anti-Christian?
Actually, he was not.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I appreciate your call. You told me what I needed to know. You actually haven't read books written by the top Nazis. You obviously don't know. I mean, I got to ask you, who's this? Who's that? I should have kept him on. I just can't do it. His argument that that I shouldn't talk about is trying to stop this war and we're all doomed is Hitler was good. Hitler had a global domination plan, was a megalomaniac, and wanted to expand living space for the Germans. It was all about his own people, and that was it. Well, where have I seen that before? That's the comparison to Netanyahu. And genociding people, including Christians. So I'm here talking about real issues. And Nick Fuentes told a story about a month ago where he's talking on a show with Dan Bilzerian, who I should get back on. I'm not trying to be mean to Dan, but I don't think Dan's very historically informed. Let's say he's about a second grade level. And Nick's like, Hitler was anti-Christian and thought it should be banned. And Hitler thought that all the Slavs were subhuman. And once they took over the Slavic countries, they were going to exterminate them. And Dan Bilzerian goes, that's Jewish propaganda. And Nick goes, that's in Mein Kampf. And he goes, I don't believe the media. I don't know what to believe. What's Mein Kampf? It's the book written by Hitler in prison for the failed beer hall putsch in the late 20s called, in English, My Struggle. And I've read the book a couple times, and it says that. These low IQ anti-Semites literally don't know what Mein Kampf is. And there's all these fake Hitler speeches out there, supposedly translated. It's all garbage. So just because I'm against things Israel's doing doesn't mean I don't know about Adolf Hitler. So it's unbelievable. All right, thanks for the call. Who's up next here? Mike in New Mexico, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's hard to believe what's going on in the Middle East and how we've involved ourselves over the years. Just have a military arm out there and try and flex our muscles in the region and see how far we can go and how we can push around these countries that we invented in the first place after World War II and set them all up with their little kingdoms and fiefdoms. And it's just ridiculous. I agree with you. We got to do something to stop it.
I agree. And Trump was about getting out of the Middle East.
You know, and he says, oh, it won't get us into any more forever wars. You know, and I voted for him every time I had a chance. And now I regret it because he's turned his back on us. And some of my Democrat friends are going, see, we told you so. And you're going, well, you had to wait a long time to say that, didn't you? But, you know, he did a lot of good things for us. I'll give him that. But, you know, where he's led himself into this war is just scary. And I'm worried that he's going to blow this place up before I can enjoy it. I moved to the mountains. I bought myself Jeeps. I have 8 dogs for security and an acre of fenced-in land. You probably hear the dogs. But that's not the point. I'm going to lose it all. they're going to vaporize the Middle East. The next thing you know, it's going to go all over the world. And we're all
well, there's a chance of that, but killing the economy when we're on the verge of economic collapse because of the debt, that is a certainty if this continues. And look, the left all the time says, oh, Jones admits he was wrong. Trump was always bad. No, he wasn't. He was a different person in the first admin, in the first 6 months of this admin. Then he changed course. I'm proud I supported Trump. He did a lot of really good things. He was an active person disrupting the globalists. And then with the Epstein stuff and the rest of it, he went sideways. So the left is metastasized cancer. Trump is turning into cancer. That's why we bemoan it. That's why we get upset. I appreciate your call. So don't let your leftist friends that are for human trafficking and open borders and 2 + 2 = 5 and, you know, cut off our son's genitals and cut off our daughter's breast. Don't let them and their evil satanic ideology, just because our populist leader has gone back on some things or been compromised, don't let them lecture you like they're the good guys. Remember that while you got the Young Turks over here right about Israel on some issues, they got their little buddy Hassan Piker saying, kill all the whites. Remember that. And just remember who the left is all day long. But Trump's the president now. He can shut down the Russia war. He can shut down the Iran war. And with weapon shipments, he's starting to do that, definitely with Ukraine. And so I'm going to sit here and put pressure, and then callers are like, you're just basically naive. You're still believing in Trump. You heard the guy do it. I'm not naive. I'm sitting here saying we have public pressure. He's like, oh, Trump doesn't care about you. The Jews are all powerful. And well, there's other interest in that, too, and there's different interest in the Jewish groups. It's like a doom. He goes, nothing's going to fix this. But I go, oh, armed uprising? Well, nobody wants it, but yeah. Okay, pal. Well, you know, a defeatist that says we're all defeated, but, you know, but oh, we need violence. Like, you guys go out and do it. We can have a violent revolution once enough people are awake, but I don't even want to get to that point because it'll be messy. We can fix this intellectually and culturally and spiritually, and we are. But I talk about it to the listeners all the time, as you see it on X and other places, even Rumble, where I'll go, oh, Trump did this good thing. They just banned any federal funds for transgender surgeries. Ah, shut up. Stop covering up for Trump. I'm just reporting what's going on. Here's the good. Here's the bad. You can go look at what I said. See if it's true. Make your own decision. I'm just reporting news here. And so many conservatives or populists don't even want to talk about bad things the left's doing anymore because they say, oh, you're taking away from how bad Trump is. And so it is a form of Trump derangement syndrome. You don't want to be deranged about it. You want to be very clear about it and look at the big picture. All right, let's go to another call. Derek in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Good to talk to you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Great talking with you. I've spoken with you two other times, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I love the show. And I really like the direction you've just – one of the things – you know, I had to rethink it, and I wrote it down just that you said something the other day that just really made me realize, you know, how much – I really appreciate that. I like the direction you're kind of moving in towards more of – you said something about, like, the elites, the Rothschild banking system – that they created all of these political ideologies that are here to basically create tyranny for all of us. And they're behind all of it. And I've been saying that now for like a couple of years. You know, I'm no expert. I'm a little retarded. That's for sure.
We all are.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we can only hold so much in our little brains, but you know, I've been listening to a lot of like financial flow information lately and geopolitics. And I really feel like this is just, it's all staged. I just think that in some ways, yeah, hopefully this is like the signal that the off ramp for this conflict is going to happen soon, because I just see, I mean, you've said it. It's just so obvious. I think that we're going to be hitting some really bad financial times just based off of what's already happened.
Well, that's right. There's levels to this. You've got the Likudnik Zionist brand that wants to dominate the region to be the center of the world through their control of much of the U.S. foreign and domestic policy. But above that, you've got the British Empire, what's left of it, the whole globalist constellation, the Rothschilds, Larry Fink that are so happy because it's hurting the world economy. They have unlimited fiat currency. They love this, just like COVID was used to throw a wet blanket on the general public's economy. And the elites doubled their wealth while the general public lost half its wealth during COVID. War is the new COVID. And this is the new attack on the general public by the big, you know, real-time, faster-than-light, you know, AI trading that's going on. We're seeing a vertical integration and consolidation of wealth and power while we're all sitting there watching Israel and Iran drag us into this war. Big picture, this is about consolidation of power.
Exactly. That's exactly the way I see it. And it's very unfortunate because I just don't, I mean, I think that we're really headed for some rough times. I'm trying to like get some assets at a good price, like some gold, maybe a little Bitcoin, who knows, but it's going to be a rough road. I really feel that.
Well, look at what Netanyahu has said and Smotrich and all of them. They said, you know, every 20 years, Israel needs to be in a big war to make us strong and unify us. Well, that means in Israel, it lets the military-industrial complex get more control there. It gets the people in line. Then there'll be a period of peace. It creates unity. But this is being artificially done, bringing in Hamas, funding them, standing down. Doesn't mean Hamas is good. They're terrible. But the point is that this is literally Netanyahu saying, this is the health of our state doing this, dragging us in, mind-controlling the people in Israel. You think the average person in Israel knows all this, like the average American knows this? They don't. That's why the bad guys want this show off the air, because I'm teaching people how the scam works, how the magic trick works. Thanks for the call. And this broadcast has been the number one English-speaking program in the world, not just news, but period before. 2016, 17, and the censorship, the control. We're still up at the top, you know, 10 daily of English-speaking, you know, shows in the world. We still reach tens of millions a day consistently. But we need to reach even more people. And we need all the smart people out there that watch to take clips you think are important, you know, little short clips, and put them out on Instagram, and put them out on Facebook, and put them out on X, and put them out on Rumble. You know, you're the ambassadors or guests we have on that says something great. And there's other great shows as well. Just keep doing everything you're doing and realize that when I'm up here, I'm telling you exactly what I really believe, exactly what I really stand for. And I don't expose bad groups and their leaders because I hate those people themselves. I hate where their leaders are taking us. And I really believe in humanity in general and judging people individually. So we're going to go to break. I've got rid of the guests today. We're going to come back with more of your calls. We'll put the number back on screen. The phones are loaded. But when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in on geopolitics, on Trump, on where all this is going. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And I'm going to intersperse some other news as well. You know, 2 weeks ago, we saw 80,000 Muslims invade the Spanish-controlled areas of Morocco, and then a bunch of them didn't leave. Now more hit yesterday. We had incredible, insane footage of this, the new footage that's on my list, coming up, and the new developments next hour as well, and so much more. But I do want to thank all of you that have financially supported us at thealexjonesstore.com. We're getting amazing products at the same time. When I tell you methylene blue, our medical grade, will change your life, it is incredible and so good for you. When I tell you all the other products are amazing, they really are. All you got to do is say, hey, I think I'm going to support this. I think I like this information getting out. Let me see if this really works like he says. Newsflash, I only sell stuff that works. I want you to get it again and again. I don't want to sell you something one time and then it doesn't work and you get pissed off. It's all amazing. It's up to you to take action. What do you have to lose? We'll be right back.
New grape flavor, bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these grape gummies. Get yours now.
The all-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Dope us out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby.
The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists.
Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Abe, I think this is my favorite Alex Jones shirt.
Dude, I totally agree.
Founding fathers on patrol. Washington and Lincoln rocking the latest Alex Jones shirt. Marching past America's monuments. Liberty is awake. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com now.
دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد دركة دركة محمد جهاد.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
There's so much news I haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to intersperse a lot of this now with your calls. I think these are really thought-provoking, you know, things we're hearing. And by the way, the phones are open for Muslims to call in. They're open for Jews to call in, either Orthodox or Reformed or whatever you want to call it. We're not censoring your calls. All we want is a clean phone line and you're on the air. And, you know, maybe tomorrow or something I should open up the phones for a few hours for Israelis to call in. Because, you know, when I actually talk to Israelis on the air or in person on the street or whatever, they a lot of them seem very rational. And they're like, hey, we don't support all this. And I, as much as I have to bash Israel for its evil leadership and what they're doing, you know, I see a lot of folks that talk bad about Israel, like, don't say it's just Zionists or don't just say it's some Jews. It's all of them. They're inherently evil. I don't believe that. The Israelis and the Jews are just extremely competent. I know plenty of black people and you know, what you call Aryan white people, you know, with Irish or Scottish or English or German background, that do all sorts of lying, sneaking stuff. They're just not as good at it, I guess, as some Jews. I mean, that's quite the compliment. You know, my, it's backhanded, but it's real. My grandfather was incredibly smart. My mother's father was a genius, a man way ahead of his time, knew everything I knew back then. And, you know, an engineer and quantum mechanics research and inventor and so much more in, you know, World War II, Army Air Corps fighter pilot and the rest of it. And he would bring up the issue of Jews. And he'd say, no, I mean, there are a lot of outstanding groups in the world, and every group has outstanding people, but there's statistically some groups that have statistically higher groups. And he would say, you know, the Jews are very special in God's plan and the Abrahamic religion and all the rest of it. And he goes, and when you got a good Jew, you get one of the best people ever in the world. When you get a bad one, you got a really, really evil person on your hands because they're competent, smart. And he brought up Ashkenazis and the inbreeding that you see in any other culture that has inbreeding. Look at the Pakistanis with inbreeding and the mental illness and the craziness and the paranoia. And you see the British elites and others in history that got inbred and went crazy. And the pharaohs would get inbred and go crazy. I mean, it's you got a genetic problem with inbreeding there with the Russian Jews, Polish Jews. And so, you know, this is what we're dealing with here. And I just say I respect everybody enough just to be completely honest about all of this. But Israel and its interest are trying to take over the Middle East. They are trying to run our foreign and domestic operations publicly. They are running around censoring people. And then you point at their opposition, a bunch of foaming at the mouth communists and Islamicists, and then you find out the same Rothschilds are funding both sides of it, create an artificial clash. The clash is real, but it's still artificial. And folks, Lord Milner, before Hitler was on the radar, running up the British Empire's intelligence operations for the Rothschilds, these are public documents, said, Germany is too dominant, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, what's left of it. They had most of the inventions then. They were even outdoing the U.S., we have a German problem. We need to foment people being mad about the Versailles Treaty. We need to then find nationalist groups, build them up, and then rearm them, but have them infiltrated with all of our spies had them attack, and then knocked them down again. And the whole time the British had their codes and their people and the whole nine yards. That's a long game, folks. And so Hitler was a loser. Hitler wasn't run by British intelligence. He was set up by them. Edward VIII was the king of England. He was in Germany when World War II started, had to flee to Spain. He didn't advocate because his wife was American. He advocated because he was supposed to be the head of the unelected EU that Hitler was going to put in. And the British, under their prime minister at the time, Neville Chamberlain, signed a treaty in 1938, a secret treaty with the Germans, that if they launched and took over surrounding countries, the British wouldn't oppose it, and they would put Edward VIII on the throne of the EU. This is all declassified. And that's why Hitler's deputy Führer got in an airplane by himself, flew over, and parachuted in to the British government with the treaty, and they just locked him up in the Tower of London until he died. So I don't want to hear this Hitler crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where we meet. You make the night.
All right, I'm looking at all this news I haven't hit, and I got to get to it. We still got 2 hours left, and special guest Berman's joining me with huge news on so many huge, massive topics. Wait to hear about the Department of Energy and the Genesis mission. Oh, yeah, tomorrow's news today. To transform American science innovation through AI computing, launching the Genesis mission. Wait till we get into that in the fourth hour. But let me just show you how my brain works when I'm reading news and I have all the background and different angles on it. Overhead shot, please. PBS, Israeli troops will spend weeks in military prison for desecration of Virgin Mary statue in Lebanon. And they broke some of them and made them smoke cigarettes and put bras on them. But the media all focuses on outrage over Israel's soldier vandalism of Jesus statue in Lebanon. Okay, that's not nice. I don't like it. But when they blow up hundreds of churches in Lebanon and in the West Bank and everywhere else and are now besieging the last one, it barely gets coverage. So see how, a statue got torn up, but killing Christians, burning down their houses, well, they didn't do anything, that's okay. Though now you have the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, saying, quote, it's a horrific act of terror. That's because Trump is pissed and on every front is saying, stop your attacks on Lebanon. We're done. I'm not shipping you more interceptors. You need to stop. Same thing with Ukraine. You can say, well, Trump's just acting like that. He'll give them weapons later. Maybe he will. The point is the pressure that all of us are putting on the administration and the fact that Trump knows this is super unpopular and it's killing the economy is having an effect. So we're going to continue to talk about it. Look at this. Israeli army surrounds last Christian town in West Bank. So you got more coverage about the guys getting 2 weeks in jail over a statue. What about killing Christians? U.S. orders Israel to keep its word on Lebanon. Axios. This is all directly out of Trump when you see it in Axios, and they admit that. So, the big news is Iran held on. Israel knew they weren't going to fall. They want this big, long, protracted war, and Trump's saying it's not going to be kinetic. And he's putting Bessent in now to go back to the old policy he had in the first administration. That's a good thing. And I know the Pentagon's been pushing Trump, and Trump, and they told Trump before this war started, go with the old policy. So Israel doesn't have total, complete control. They want it in the new NDAA to merge with our military. And that's biting off more than they can chew if we expose it, which we've been doing. So that's where we are. But you heard a few of the callers, oh, we're all doomed. Why do you even care? Well, why are you even calling that? We're not conned. We're not on hopium here. We've seen politically the power we have when we get involved and get engaged. But then it dovetails with this. Rotten meat, no milk, troops detail life aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln. The military is totally overstrapped. Basic systems are breaking down. You got a bunch of people committing suicide on this particular aircraft carrier, jumping off of it when it's going 30 knots to the ocean. This war has cost. Multiple USS Abraham Lincoln sailors have jumped overboard. More have been trying to jump overboard. Haven't had milk in 3 months, sailor says. Officials demand USS Abraham Lincoln investigation as families raise alarm. And then we got other news going on here. Taiwan weaponizes Coast Guard to prepare for battle with China. China's continually encircling them with weapons, doing live fire drills 100 yards off their coast. Then you get this. U.S. and Ukraine forces went head-to-head in an exercise. Ukraine drones won. Yeah, because they've got battlefield testing. Anytime somebody's actually in a long-term battle, they're going to get better. While people are not in a war, aren't as strong. And then you got this type of stuff that I see every day around the country. Dallas-Fort Worth Airport to install Muslim foot-washing stations inside terminal bathrooms. So Muslims are 5% of the U.S., but because they've so infested Michigan and Texas, Texas is the biggest epicenter per capita, now we have to cater to them and do everything they want. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport is set to install Islamic foot-washing stations inside its terminal bathrooms. Maybe we'll put in voodoo chicken-sacrificing stations for the Haitians. The project has officially registered by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation on July 31st and will reportedly be completed by the end of the year. According to the report, the project details the stations will be added to existing restrooms in Terminal D in both the men's and women's restrooms. The construction will cost an estimated $300,000, but the burden will not fall on taxpayers. Oh, isn't that nice? With the projects funded by Muslims. Just like they'll fund putting free Qurans in the schools, but you better not give out Bibles. So it's all about rolling over to this crap. And this just broke. USS Abraham Lincoln to be replaced amid poor conditions for troops deployed to the Middle East. How did it being old, how does that make the milk be rotten? How does that make there not be food? So that's Trump's response to this. Also breaking on Israel, the CIA apparently wasn't buying the threat to Trump as much as Israel was. Israel hoaxing Trump and thinking Iran was trying to shoot him down, which they want to do. They want to kill Trump, blaming on Iran, as I first predicted before anybody talked about it years before. Israel reportedly warned the U.S. that Iran might try to kill Trump as he left Turkey, but the CIA looked at the intel and had low confidence in it. The Secret Service wasn't taking any chances, though. See, what's Israel doing to run our Secret Service? Trump quietly switched planes and got driven across the airport to a catering truck and flew to Britain on a military jet with F-16s alongside. But this part is pretty interesting. Some U.S. intelligence officials think Israel may have shared the warning partly to influence Trump's thinking on Iran and Turkey, not just to keep him safe. Oh, think so? Yeah. CIA had low confidence in a Trump assassination threat that sparked secret Air Force One swap. You think Iran's going to hit Turkey while he's on the tarmac? You think they got the targeting in live time? No, they don't. No, Israel wants to shoot down Trump with surface-to-air missiles and blame Iran. Who said that first 3 years ago? Me. wants to get the service to air missile rant. So that's the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. Let's go back to your phone calls. Ian in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Alex, just wanted to once again thank you for telling us not to take the shots. Really appreciate that. Every time I call, I mention it. Really do appreciate that. But, yeah, just wanted to kind of get to the root cause, I guess, really, of what, like, what's going on with society. I mean, we have to kind of look at it as a whole and realize that kind of, like, I think ultimately as a whole, everyone's kind of been dumbed down across the board. And that really allows people to take advantage of people, like, as a group. And that's kind of what happened during COVID, but that's largely what's, been happening, I would suppose, since after World War II, basically. It looks like, you know, I mean, look at what happened in Detroit. You know, they other countries came, bought all the machines at auction, took them apart piece by piece, shipped them overseas to build other cars, other places, and we're left with nothing. You know, so they've really dumbed down America by removing our manufacturing base, and just we really can't catch up right now. You know, if you look at what's going on in China, the rate of growth over there since like the 1980s is, I mean, insane. And that's essentially all to do with them opening up.
Yeah, it's 10% on average and we're 3%.
Yeah.
So, let's expand. We're being defanged and emasculated, having our jobs and industry shipped overseas. The dumbing down is the education, the fluoride in the water, and the deliberate poisoning operation. The 70-plus shots babies are given.
For sure. And then that ultimately leads to these types of situations that we have going on with Ukraine and Iran, where we can't get out of them. You know, it's gotten too complicated, too complex, and we're being not necessarily taken over by people that are like smarter than us, but they're maybe a little bit more crooked. And when you're dealing with people that are crooked, it's difficult because as someone who has good faith and intelligence, you know, you don't assume somebody's doing something bad. And so that's why the negotiations will never go anywhere, not to mention that it's potential that our negotiating team wasn't negotiating in good faith. So it's, we have a huge issue across the board with morality, and we need people to get, you know, instead of a Department of War, we need like a Department of Peace. We need people to start getting together and acting wholesome again. Something's gone sideways.
No, I agree, but the left isn't, they always had their problems, at least anti-war. They're pro-war and anti-white and frothing communist and think they're going to get a free deal. And you're right. The general public, on average, is lazy and demonic. Not everybody, but percentage wise, all this prosperity we had turned us into, we use more drugs than the whole world combined, basically. The United States is Sodom and Gomorrah. Thanks for the call. But there's still a lot of people, black, white, old, young, you name it, that aren't evil. And we've got to build the new civilization out of the ashes of this one. The globalists just want to poison everybody and cut off the resources and have a resource war they control and phase us out. And I'm here saying that's where, you know, we're here. But people have to have the will to say no to it, the will to fight back. It's like people that weigh 300 pounds and haven't exercised in 20 years, and some of them decide to intermittent fast and work out, and in a couple of years lose 150 pounds. And then they do great, and they come back from it. Other people just can't get up and do it, and so they end up dying of a heart attack at 50 years old. And that's where we are. That's where we are. We're a sedentary. Now, when I say sedentary, I don't just mean statistically sedentary, which we are, the most sedentary culture in the world. We are spiritually sedentary. We have been basically become spectators. Because from the time we're babies, we're put in front of a TV in our diapers, and it all becomes about the spectacle, not about the doing. And then people hear about solutions, and even the people that want to be awake, some of them call in and go, oh, well, we have no hope. You, it's all screwed. Why are you even saying that? Oh, no, nothing's real. But we need violence. But they're not going to do it. I'm like, well, what do we do? We have violence, because that's the one thing we're not doing. And so, you know, you'll never be violent if we get forced to that point, if you won't go demonstrate or you won't run for office or you won't support people. I mean, I got up at 4 a.m. this morning and did research and got dressed, took a shower, made my 9-year-old daughter breakfast when she, you know, by the time she woke up at 6 a.m., and like clockwork, she wakes up at 6 a.m., boom, and I was putting the plate on the table when she comes out of there, and I sat there for 30 minutes with her while she ate, and then she brushed her teeth and stuff. Then I said, I got to go. And then she got taken off to school, and I went and I worked out. Then I did an hour-plus podcast. Then I came back and did a bunch of research and work on the new studio and then on the show. And people said, that's a lot of work. You're going to be exhausted. No, I get stronger doing that, and it's a pleasure to do it, and I train myself to do it. And I got more stuff coming up today I'm going to do and all sorts of things because I'm not rolling over and dying. Not dead yet. And my brain gets sharper and better all the time. Now, it becomes painful because I can see how things work. I can see deep into things right away. I can know how things are going to work. I see the kind of half-awake people around me that are even seen as high-functioning compared to the rest of the zombies. And then I also see my own issues whenever I slip and get tired. None of us are perfect. So with great knowledge comes great sorrow, but then also comes great developments and great success. Dave in FEMA Region 9, Israel leaving the circus. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks so much, Alex. First, a product placement ad, if I can. Started my day with the iodine, the meth blue, meth red, turmeric. And my newest thing is I like to add the creatine to the hydration. It gives it a nice little boost. So thank you for all the
products. Thank you for keeping us on air, sir.
Yeah, and actually I was blessed. I restarted my VIP this week on Monday, and then Tuesday I ordered the 250 coin. I was surprised you guys hadn't run out of the first run of those, but I was blessed to have that on its way. It'll be the 10th coin in my collection from you guys, so thank you. So to my point, I'm very thankful that I think President Trump has finally seen what we've seen, that we need to relieve ourselves from the Middle East. It's M-E-D-D-L-E, Middle East. Forever. No more perpetual wars. And it does line up because it's not my circus, not my sandbox. But think about this. Lady G is no longer speaking in President Trump's ear. So has this shift in focus for him to come back to the American domestic agenda? Is there any correlation to that? I think there may be. So I'm glad that BB Net and Satan is on his own. If he wants to go demolish Tehran on his own, let him go do it. He can buy supplies from us if we have some available. If not, he's on his own. Let him and Tel Aviv Levin lead in the first helo in Blackhawks or jump in a tank with the guys from Fox News and roll into Iran. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, great call. I think Ladybug or Lady Bubble One being dead has had a big effect. I knew how big effect he had on Trump, even though he was never Trumper. But when they released all the video the Wall Street Journal had of him bragging to Netanyahu how he manipulated Trump into the war to show how much pull he had was wild. And I think you're absolutely right, and I appreciate your call. Now, let me be clear. They made 5,000 of the America 250 coin, and the first couple thousand came in and did sell out the first week. And then they thought more were coming in the next week, but I had them pull it from sale because it was sold out and I didn't want to put people on a wait list. And then I'd forgotten that it came back in about a week ago. So the second half of the coins is there. If you want to get the America 250 with the Jerusalem cross on one side of the United States of America, Cessus Centennial on the other, set the American Eagle or Bald Eagle on the American flag. And it funds this operation. It's a fundraiser coin, limited edition. And so I just remembered a few days ago, they told me, hey, plug the coins again. The others came in, and I've just been so busy and focused on other things, I didn't do that. So I'm going to cut some new ads and tell folks it's their last chance to get that. When silver was at that point, these coins cost us almost $70, like $67 and change for the silver and for the printing. The minting made in Missouri, and so I don't know how many are left. I know they told me, hey, a week ago, the other half came in, so you should probably plug that, and I just... Somebody like verbally over the phone told me instead of an email or a letter. And so much verbal stuff I lose. I'm always like, please give it to me in writing so I can put it in a pile and remember it. I'm not omnipresent, but I'm glad you called in to remind me that the second half of the coins are there and they're now available again at thealexjonesstore.com. And what, they're $117.76. And so we end up making like, I don't know, what is that? $40 off it, $45 off of it. We're not selling it as a silver investment for the coin. You'd want to buy those at wholesale. It is a memento, like when people, you know, PBS got taxpayer money and so did NPR, but, you know, they'll say for a $100 donation, you get this tote bag that cost them $10, or for a $50 donation, you get this ball cap that cost them $10. You know that the hat didn't cost that, or no, it's a memento that you help keep the communist evil on the air. Well, this is helping keep us on the air, and it doesn't even have the markup that those, you know, plastic tote bags that break the first time you use them, and the rest of it. This is really high quality, pure silver, 999, troy ounce, 9999. And it's amazing. And thank you, caller, for reminding me. We also have challenge coins or campaign coins that are way less expensive, that are also really cool, that come through the site. And there's so much there that I can't tell you everything that's there. In fact, I don't even know. It's got to be upwards of 800, 900 T-shirt designs, hundreds of ball cap designs. I wanted to have the biggest selection, some of the best designs, but it's almost prohibitive to even find the top thing. So I said, whatever the long-time, all-time best-selling shirts, they have a section there. They have the new bestsellers of the last month, and that's where you can kind of knowledge the crowd, see which shirts are the most popular, which ball caps are the most popular. And they're all fun. They're all cool. Some are hands down the best Patriot shirts I've ever seen. I mean, look at that one. 1776 one way or another. I mean, that's badass. That's a classic 1776 ball cap. Very obnoxious, but I love it. Always ready. I came up with that idea, you know, off the guy that protected folks there at the Chick-fil-A. Got the 2A gun club. That was my idea. I think that's a really badass shirt. I really like, I mean, look at that join or die. Ooh, look at that gold eagle with that join or die. That is good, good, good. So hands down the best designs. American Patriot gun club. I came up with that. Make Orwell fiction again. We got the wife beaters in there now. Rebel scum, 1776. Betsy Ross flag. I mean, it is an adventure to wear these shirts. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we're in a fundraising mode. It's not like I'm up here, oh, fundraise, and we'll hire more hosts and reporters and fight harder. We've already done this. We've already been number one. We're in the top 10. It's all just been the CIA and the globals coming after us and shutting down InfoWars. By the way, big news on that coming down the road. I'll just leave it at that. Just wait. So the point is your support has been incredible, and I just want to commend you all, and I want to thank you all, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Let's go to Zan in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Trump was either, these are my thoughts, one of two things. Honestly, I'm so tired of the pump faking, but Trump was either humiliated in the food truck, and this is for real, or he wasn't humiliated enough, and we're about to blow up Iran. And in that case, he needs to get put back in the Jewish food truck with Roger Stone or something. So I'm tired of all this and kind of over it. And I'm just sick of the Trump administration, man.
Well, listen, he definitely does this thing where he thought it would be over in 4 days. So he's like, there are ships at the bottom. The straits open. The straits close. We'll obliterate them. The deal's back on. He definitely has been trying to act like he's in charge with all that. But that's made him look like a fool in the world. He's not like doing that because he wants to. He's in a bad position. I'm not even defending him. That's clearly what it is. But I agree. Israel with the fake intelligence. He's going to get shot down, hiding in the food truck. Then Israel looks like leaked it. I mean, having the Israeli asset come out and say Israel's engaged in mass terrorism, murdering Christians, which is true. Having Trump say, stop the war, stop attacking Lebanon. Having Trump saying, we're done with war. You know, we're moving now, you know, to economic sanctions and Bessent's in charge. They are clearly making real moves. The other stuff was him trying to rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. This is the first real move, and with rhetoric, really shots across the bow to Netanyahu that I've seen compared to some of the tremors we saw before. But that doesn't mean he won't flip flop right back over to worshiping Netanyahu, because I think he's got some frontal lobe dementia.
Exactly. Appreciate your time, Alex.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I agree with you. I think something's going on. He's either losing it or he's having mental breakdowns in the back and he can't figure out why. And I'll tell you why. half your base doesn't support this. You know, even people in their 50s and 60s are tired of it. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. And he needs to come to terms with that. And this is about America. This isn't about anywhere else.
Sure, but previously, once a week. Hold over. Don't hang up. I want you to finish up, Van. But I'm going to come back and explain. Usually, there's like one criticism a week of Israel. It's like 100 a day now. The CIA comes out and says, that's all bull. Israel set up Trump. Make him look bad with the food truck. See, this is
my fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have this system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So, let me just explain this very simply. I know a lot of you are super smart, smarter than me, and you see it. I'm seeing 20 articles a day put out by government propaganda organs attacking Israel and criticizing everything they're doing. I've never seen that in a month before. Okay, so this isn't like Trump shots across the bow to Netanyahu a few months ago. Hey, everybody hates you. I'm the only one supporting Israel. You better watch out. You better stop bombing Lebanon. They're making Israeli operatives come out and say, Israel's horrible terrorist, sickening evil terror, killing Christians, which is true. Huckabee is being told to do that or he's fired. Yeah, settler leaders condemn the violence where they're killing all the Christians, warn of irreversible damage to Israel. Oh, Jerusalem Post, that just broke. All this stuff's been going on forever. They've burned out almost every Christian settlement in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Bethlehem, everywhere. And I mean, I sit there and I watch the footage and it gets jerked down even off of X. And I mean, you'll see like 300 Israeli settlers driving around in Toyotas, firing machine guns into houses, firebombing people, murdering people. And it doesn't even hit the U.S. news. And I'm just like, what the hell? Those Christians haven't even been against the Jews, but they want that land. And so it's like Road Warrior or something. And I'm just like, wow. And the Israel lobby tries to go around with bots and block it. It ain't working, folks. Everybody sees it. And so more and more in Israel, you see it all with their papers. They're like, hey, our super right-wing Jews over here need to stop saying they're going to kill the new Romans. They need to, you need to knock it off. I mean, this is crazy. You took a country that on average loved you and saw you as the underdog, and now have the ADL slapping us around and, oh, we'll use pagers on Americans. And if you criticize Israel, we'll ban you from business. And it just goes on. And oh yeah, you got these Israelis with catapults with the IDF supporting them, firebombs in broad daylight at the Christians. If you can't make this up. And then you got Ben-Gavir going, yeah, we're going to kill everybody. Christians, Muslims, we're taking all Lebanon. We're going to burn it all down. And he's like giggling, acting all demonic, like Baron Harkonnen or something. I'm just like, what the hell is this? And I don't want to just be talking about Israel, but Israel is trying to take over our government, trying to take over our military with the NDAA. So you've made yourself, remember all the Israel bashers were always on me because I'd be like, Communist China has the Confucian centers in there. Half the Democrats are on their payroll, and they're the ones getting our secrets, and it's all still going on, putting kill switches in the computers. I mean, China, when it comes to being on our ass, but you don't see them brag about it. But our buddies over in Israel, man, they love to brag. And I'm just like, make it stop. Make it stop. And other people are like, well, don't let them stop. Soon we'll blow Israel up. And I'm like, speak for yourself. How's that work? I mean, if I could hit a button and blow Israel up and they wouldn't nuke us, I wouldn't do it. Because there's a lot of innocent people over there. That's not godly. That's the attitude that much of them have. Well, some of the Muslims are bad. A lot of them are. We'll just kill them all. You can't be like your enemy if you supposedly have the moral authority and the moral superiority. And I'm not some bleeding heart that, oh, you just want to, I guarantee I'll unscrew more of your heads out there and gouge out more of your eyeballs than 99% of the men out there. I'm a killing machine built for it. But you know, the toughest, meanest killers that have got the gear also have a governor God built in of extreme empathy and love. You didn't know the most vicious predators have actually extreme empathy? You guys don't know what you're talking about. You miss the governor because you're not the real thing. I am the real thing. I get in a fight with somebody, I don't have a governor. I don't have any governor that keeps me from striking you with blows that will kill you. You know anybody that has any basic strength can kill people very easily. Just like I can kill people like that. I can break people's necks like that. I can tear people's noses off one punch like that. It's called killer instinct. And I'm not trying to act tough. Oh, that's silly video. But let me tell you, there's plenty of other tough guys that have the killer instinct that will kill me faster. The point is most of them can't control it, so they end up in a penitentiary when they're young. But I'm just saying, all these people out there that want war and want death, most of them have never been in a real fight. Most of them never had their bones sticking out of their leg, taking on five men. Most of them have never put somebody in a coma. Most of them have never torn people's noses off. And I never meant to do it. I tore two people's noses completely off with right uppercuts. I mean, the nose off the face, skull blood, you know, skeleton face, blood spraying out, nose on the ground. You think you feel good after you do that? You don't feel good after that. Damn, that guy just punched me. I didn't mean to tear his nose off, but that's killer instinct. So all of you that are looking for death, you're about to get a whole bunch of it, and believe me, you don't want it. So here's the newscast on Trump and the plane and the rest of it.
Washington, D.C.'s Dulles International Airport is about to get a major makeover. President Trump today touting it as a big win for those on both sides of the aisle.
It's an impossible airport. You get off a bus, you go into a train, you get from a train, you get onto another bus. It's a worse airport. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you don't want to go and be subjected to this airport, because this airport is it's a terrible place to be, and it's going to be, I believe it's going to go, it'll be rated, within a few years, it'll be rated the best airport in the country.
Trump announcing the $22 billion renovation with the help of some props and a laser pointer.
If you take a look.
This is something I do all the time with the crew, it's my fault. Because X will have two posts in it, and I'll send the wrong one. I was sending him one about the CIA saying low confidence, Israel set us up, the Iranians weren't trying to shoot down his plane. But that was an airport article, and this one is the airport with the foot washing at it, and also Dallas is putting it in. I can't keep track of all this. That was my mistake right there. But let me just show you the article since I mentioned it. CIA had low confidence in Trump assassination threat that sparked secret Air Force One swap. Says in their assessment, Israel did it to make Trump mad at Iran, and they thought psychologically that would make him continue the war. I mean, just more crap. All right, let's go back to your calls. Van in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to finish up with that. I mean, maybe if Trump could listen to Gen Z and millennials more, I think his polling numbers would be better. I think his foreign policy would be elevated to, what he was campaigning on. Where's Elon Musk, Doge? You know, what's going on with all these promises that went unfulfilled? You know,
where's the indictments? And then I got to go, well, they indicted a bunch of Southern Poverty Law Center people. And I'm not saying it's perfect. It's just I have to report something good or I'm a liar. Did you hear a former SPLC financial chief who slept with neo-Nazis and gave millions of dollars to extremists arrested for fraud? Attorney General Todd Blanche confirms. And it turns out she was giving millions to the white supremacists while banging them.
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm investigating. Yeah, okay, whatever. And, you know, these people, they're running a scam. They're going to keep suckling from the teat of the taxpayer. And here we are. You know, with our hands in the air, like, what in the hell is going on? You know, I think DJT needs to put some younger people in his administration and hear, our side of this. And I think, for the better, for our kids' futures, for everything, for this country, I think if he listened to us more, we would be on a better path.
But no, I agree. What do you say to at least two callers? One was really intense. You're on hopium. You're buying the con that you think we're getting some movement on exposing Israel's takeover when these things publicly are exposing it and we're seeing real movement with the weapon shipments being cut. And then it doesn't mean I'm naive that we're out of the woods, but I sure as hell got to report some positive movement, don't I? What do you say to the, because we get a few calls like this, but like a third of what I get on X is, if I say anything positive, I'm trying to put people to sleep. No, I'm not. I'm telling people that we can win.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, I'll be honest. I'm one of the people that criticizes you online when I feel like you're not criticizing Trump and JD enough. I don't trust JD Vance. I do not trust this administration. They have a lot to prove, and they've done nothing but lie to us.
You just built a straw man. I am completely upset with Trump, criticizing all the bad things he does.
But no, I agree. I know you are.
Well, then, but hold on. What am I supposed to do when they sign an executive order ordering agencies to show the proof they're safe and putting out guidelines not to give more than, you know, 7 to 11 shots, which just shows our victory. It's not total. And then I'm just not supposed to say, hey, it's not perfect, but it shows our pressures moving them in the right direction. And the vaccine companies flipped out and went, oh my God, no one's going to take the shot now because of this, because it's a huge propaganda victory for us, meaning the truth's getting out. How is that? I mean, am I supposed to just ignore the good stuff that's happening? How am I glazing Trump when I just report good stuff?
It's not, Alex, it's more so, you know, we, our generation, I think millennials think that, you know, maybe we don't have to be Democrats going the speed limit. You know, we need to
Republicans or Democrats doing the speed limit.
No, and that's not what we need. Listen, and I'm against this. I'm a libertarian. I supported Austin Peterson in 2016 like an idiot. I love John McAfee. Ron Paul's like my hero, but listen, okay, check this out. I think at this point, we need a tyrant. We need Trump to come in, have 50 backup plans for when the Supreme Court rejects something that he tries to strong arm, and they need to have 50 plays planned out for every possible outcome from every
I hear where you're going. In fact, I'll do a show next week on Does America Need a Dictator, which I say we don't. But if you followed history, you know we all act the same. We live like 75 years on average. Doesn't matter if you're Asian, you know, white, black. In general, we all act the same, okay? Every time things get bad, people think an authoritarian is going to fix things. You understand an authoritarian gives orders, and then the bureaucracies implement those, and 9 times out of 10, an authoritarian makes things even worse. I mean, you know that, right?
Right, but you're talking to a Rothbardian who wants to get rid of the bureaucracies, who wants to get rid of the special interests.
Yeah, but we're only getting rid of it to replace it with AI.
You know, and that's another conversation.
Yeah, no, I saw a thing where like the majority of millennials want an AI dictatorship. Hey, kids, who do you think's going to program the AI?
Right. No, I'm.
Come on,
I'm with you there.
Come on. I appreciate your call. I got to go. I held you over, and I don't mind the fact that you say you criticize me. That's great. I enjoy it. But are you actually criticizing what I do? 99% of the criticism I get is made up. I'll tell you the criticism is real. You need to stop interrupting. Stuff like that. And I've gotten a lot better. So, I mean, I take criticism that's real. But I'm sick of straw men. And again, why is it about me all the time? I'm seeing a mountain, a wave, a tidal wave of criticism of the shenanigans Israel's pushing in live time out of the White House, out of the Pentagon, and out of the CIA. And I'm not saying they're good, but Israel's trying to take them over, so there's a separation of powers. At least they've got some instinct. I said this months ago with this NDAA. I said the Pentagon's going to come out against this. This is going to screw Israel. I said, good job, Israel, going for broke to take over, because you're now going after our military-industrial complex that's been working with you and using you as a place to hide money and stuff, but you're the junior in this, okay? And I want to reform our Pentagon. I'm just saying, you just jumped the shark. And like 3 days later after I said it, the Pentagon says Israel's the most dangerous threat to the United States. I mean, I can call this stuff. It's like, see big thunderclouds of lightning coming towards you. You see the rain. We're going to have rain hit in a few minutes. I mean, it's not hard. And so the chutzpah's gone off the chart here, and that's healthy now, because before it was under the radar, it was unhealthy. Now it's super dangerous and out in the open, which makes it healthy, and then we can now dial this back and put the cuckoos, you know, back in the cuckoo nest. And we've got our own, there's been plenty of cuckoos that aren't Jews. So just, and it's not about, oh, he kisses a Jew's ass, they won't get him. No, I have integrity, folks, and stop acting like Jews have cornered the market on chicanery. Admit that it's a human condition, what we deal with. So when we criticize what the Jews are doing, it doesn't get down on some level of hate and all this. Well, you convince a bunch of Jews to join us. I'm all about winning people. I want everybody to be out on those space stations and new planets and all the great stuff. And our progeny will look back and laugh at how ridiculous we were. And I want them to look back through the memory film of history and go, that guy was really pro-human. That's an example for us. That was a really cool dude. That's where I stand, folks. That's who I am. Everything I say is what I believe. I don't tailor anything to convince people that I'm great or I'm good or my point of view. I just say what I think is the most accurate. And I've proven I got a really clear view how the universe works compared to most people. And I don't mind you criticizing me. You know, that makes people feel bigger and it makes them feel more pure. But that's just not where I come from. And I get a lot of listeners, even on the street, they go, Alex, I'm confused. One minute you're praising Trump, the next minute you're bashing him. And that's why I have to every time now explain it. If the Democrats got in and never did anything good, I promote it, though they never do. So no problem there. I mean, when I'm analyzing something, I'm not going to just, oh, well, you know, they banned 25 mRNA new shots and they're restricting these. And well, they don't really mean it. And plus he was for the COVID thing. So screw him. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, I'm just saying, hey, that's something good. Look, we put pressure. It doesn't have to have baked into it that it's an endorsement of Trump. But you see what I see on X, folks. You hear the callers. I mean, now it's like three of them now. Literally think if we say something nice about Trump, we're like covering up something up. I what am I supposed to do? Just say everything's bad when it's not? That's lying. And when you lie, you cheat yourself more than anybody. And I won't do it. People think I'm like a weirdo because I don't like to deceive people. There's so much of that in business and stuff. And I'm just like, my brain is not angled to that. And because my brain is not angled to deception, I understand deception way better than most people because I don't traffic in it. Godzilla in Washington, come on down.
Hey, Mr. Jones, I love your analysis and your energy. Yeah, I am in the belief that there's going to be an atomic bomb detonated in northern Israel by the Masons. The Masons are the only ones who detonated nuclear bombs in combat with Truman. And I think Trump and his administration, as you've seen with videos of Hegseth doing Masonic handshakes, Trump wearing the apron, and about 33% of the U.S. presidents being Masons. I think the Masons are upset at Israel because of the COVID saga, that they were convinced to take the vaccine and have found out that it was an attack, and they're reciprocating that attack. And as you see with the Epstein leaks, you know, if Israel was in control of the administration in the USA, the Israel bashing in the Epstein leaks would have never been released. And it's not necessarily...
Well, listen, I'm not saying that Masonic orders aren't used for secret societies to do stuff. But at the same time, the Masons are mad because of COVID. And so we're saying Israel did that. And then so they're going to nuke northern Israel. I mean, did you have a vision of this? I mean, where are you getting this? I see no...
I think it's just tit for tat that they consider it an attack. They trusted Israel and Jews to provide a safe medicine. Everybody knows about how Jewish people have an overwhelming amount of people in the academia and in the medical field.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fact that a whole bunch of the people in the companies were like Albert Bourla are Jewish, but I thought the Masons are in command, so. I mean, are you saying the Masons are good? They're not going to nuke the evil Jews for giving us COVID, or what are you saying?
I think they play dirty because the world's a tough place. And, right. You know, they didn't betray their ideals. Their ideals betrayed them.
All right, I appreciate your call. I just cannot engage in just – and I'm not mad at you. I can't – but for the news runs that headline, I didn't say the Masons are going to nuke the Jews because they did COVID. I was being sarcastic. I don't even know what to say. I just like Israel, the people running it are absolutely capable of setting off a nuke to play victim to get us committed to total war. Or they could kill Trump and blame Iran or do a cyber attack. And that's all been pre-programmed. And we've even had Israeli officials talk about doing a new 9/11. And so that, but then they're like, the Masons are mad because they did this and now they're going to nuke them in the blah, 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 blah. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not trying to criticize you, but I respect you enough to tell you that this is not like a fiction program where we just, whatever we want to come up with, we just spew out and then it's supposedly real. And there are people that think Masons run everything. Are there Masonic orders that get infiltrated and are bad? Yes. Same thing with the Jews. Is there bad stuff in the Vatican? Yeah. Is there some good groups in the Vatican? Yeah. You can see it. It's like evil jumps into any group, folks. And that's all I'm trying to say. Learn to recognize evil policy and oppose that. Then you can transcend how they divide us according to group. That's my view. Chad in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
A quick testimonial of your products. I use methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, ultra methylene red. I started taking your Shilajit complex. I've always used the iodine. I've used that for many years now. But specifically with those products, now adding in Masterpiece and also on my own with a different, with a product outside of yours, the BHB salts. I don't know if you're familiar with those, Alex.
I'm not. Tell me. I want to know what works, period.
Okay, so Chase Hughes, I was turned on to him by Chase Hughes. I just watched a quick little clip of his, and he was talking about how DARPA created these for pilots that were up in the air and they needed energy. If they ran out of energy, they would take it, and it's...
Well, I know amphetamines are salts. Are you talking about an amphetamine?
No, beta hydroxyburate salts, and they're for ketones. So they actually take fat. They trick you even if you're on carbs, like if you have metabolic issues, mainly for people that have.
Well, that's exciting.
Issues.
I always want to know about the latest cool thing. What's it called again?
BHB salts, beta hydroxyburate. It gives you ATP off of fat, so it tricks your liver.
I'm gonna look it up. It sounds amazing. Thank you so much for being a supporter, brother. What do you want? Because we're almost out of time in this hour. What do you want to say about the news and what's happening with Israel, Trump, and all the rest of it?
Well, I'm on the same side as I think that Israel is capable of pulling off a false flag. So I'm extremely concerned if the establishment breaks with Israel that way. So that's a huge thing. But I think that what we need to do, and I think Trump needs to do this to save face, I think with everything that has happened now, 4 or 6 months into the new term here, I think we need to reestablish the social contract. I think that needs to be front and center. I think they need to sit down publicly with a committee of individuals that are unpenetrable and say, we need to bring back civil rest. We need to, all the stuff, the loss of, what comes along with breaking the social contract. They need to make sure that the people are involved, that it becomes a populist, organization that runs this stuff and makes it so it's, okay, now we're going to gain trust back. Now, I'm not saying Trump could have fixed a whole lot of things this term, but he could have done a lot better, and he could have had the SAVE Act in place or something along that lines. And, we're not going to get
that.
Well,
I mean, he tried to pass it in the Senate. They've been blocking it.
Yeah. And I just think that if we can in the golden age thing, I mean, that's never going to happen.
Well, not since he did this. Because here's the deal. For those who don't know, all the numbers are clear. We were at the end of the road. We were going to go bankrupt. We were already being devalued by the credit agencies, downgraded. We had this one shot. I talked to a lot of economists in my own research. His plan was great. Got sabotaged by Lutnick with the tariffs, by sabotaging him with the wrong wording. And then now already 170 days or whatever, the strait being closed, has already probably jackknifed this. And so absolutely, thank you for the call. We got Jason Burmes coming up with a huge news on AI. This guy really does the deep dive. It's important. And then we got the War Room, 3 p.m. today, with the great Harrison Smith coming in here. And then I'm going to be back tomorrow with the regular Friday show, and I'm going to do a Saturday show and so much more. But I got more to cover, and I'll be with Burmes coming up back in 2 minutes with hour number 4. You're the Paul Revere's. Have you shared the link? AlexJonesLive.com. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
What do you mean?
What do you mean I don't pay my bill?
Why do you think I'm broke?
Why do you think I'm broke?
If there's a new way!
If there's a new way!
I'll be the first in line.
I'll be the first in line. But it better work this time.
All right. Let's go back to your phone calls. And I got some big news breaking on the war front. John in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just want to kind of address some of the frustrations I guess the callers are getting, and they don't quite understand quite what's going on with Trump and Israel, and we also can't forget about China. But I believe what's happening here is the compartmentalization of people that work in these, in the White House and these other government organizations, and they're just going along, you know, staying low, taking the dough, supporting their families, even though they're committed.
I didn't hang up on the caller. His phone cut out. Try to call me back tomorrow. Josh in Florida. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex. What's going on, man? It's been a couple of years since I've called in. Just want to give a shout-out to the VIP program. For anybody who doesn't know, that stacks month to month. So you're getting $40 every month. I kind of use that, let it stack up for a few months, wait for a new product or a product that's not in stock. And then go in and you can redeem money that way. So it's like an extra free $10 a month, you know, if you let them stack. So
it's an insanely good deal.
Yeah, excellent. And I've been listening to you since that David Gergen interview turned me on all those years ago. But I have to say, Alex, I think I caught you in bed with a goblin. And I know you don't like goblins, but hear me out. So go back to J6. I'm up there with a buddy after the speech, walking. We start seeing the smoke bombs, you know, from maybe a half a mile away. And on a statue, there's a goblin with a bullhorn telling people to go into the Capitol, go into the Capitol. A couple years later, all of a sudden, I see that goblin on TV. He's getting all this clout, Nick Fuentes. And I haven't called in for a while, and there's video of him calling for people to go in the Capitol. I was there. I saw it. I didn't know who he was at the time.
Yeah, well, there's video of it, and I was there telling people a mile away or wherever it was, telling people don't go in. Nick has explained that they thought it was all peaceful. We heard the Capitol was open in the news. People were going in. He said he got caught up in the hype of it. So you think he's a Fed?
No, we walked up. We saw him there on top of a statue telling people to go in, to storm. There's one dude who got shot with a – he was, like, bloody because he got hit with one of the gas cans. And listen, if the dude looks like a rat, sounds like a rat, looks like he hasn't probably lost his virginity until he was, like, 25, probably had to pay for it. Like, what are you doing, bro? Why do you have this clown on?
Well, I think Nick, I disagree with some of the things he has to say, but I think he's interesting and informative, and he's explained that. He's not called for violence, any other, not even violence, he called for it then. He has never called for violence. He's called for not being violent, and he's spoken out against violence in every other case. People tried to come to his house and kill him, so I'm not sure he's a goblin. You're talking about my famous music video they made of me with a goblin rant about catching him in bed with a goblin, and so I was talking about Trump, and I don't think Trump was really in bed with goblins until the last year or so. I think we have caught Trump in bed with a goblin because there's been a lot of goblin slop and goblin activity, but I hear you. So, Zach, we were talking about Israel today and what's happening with Trump. Did you have anything to say about that, Josh?
Yes, to go on your point, too. Like, I don't understand how people don't understand you telling them your house is on fire. You know, you're not complaining. And I tell my friends, too, look, if we're getting men out of women's sports and some stuff out of
Hold on. I'm coming right back to you briefly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And, folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Jason Mermes is loaded for bear on massive AI breaking news that is so important. What is the Genesis mission? Wait till you hear this. But I had a few little pieces of news I wanted to hit, and I'm sorry I can't get to Jason and others. I don't mean the guest, caller's named Jason, but I want Josh in Florida to finish up, because you called in about Israel. It's fine to bring it up. You think Nick Fuentes is bad that we didn't censor you. That's fine. Free country. And I get some of your point. But in general, he's not promoted that since. So I think, you know, that's where I don't think he's a Fed because of that. But you wanted to talk about Israel. You got caught up on the break. Go ahead.
Yes, so I've always looked at Israel as our proxy base in that area, and you know, for I always in a sense would think for national security, it's good we support them, but obviously cat's out of the bag now. And my point is with Trump is what I tell my friends is like, look, if we can get some stuff out of the food, and you know, we can't no longer see men beating up women in a cage. Like, that's better than anything I've had in my whole life. I'm going to be 40 years old. And to any millennial that says they're a Ron Paul Republican and then calls for, like, a tyranny, a dictator, that's just stupid, and you make all of us look bad. But, yeah, no, that's all I had to say.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let me hit this final piece. I was going to have Norm Pattis on today. He was a J6 lawyer, my lawyer, a bunch of other stuff. But he called me last night, and he's on tomorrow at the 2 o'clock hour, so the fourth hour. But Burmese is taking over because I got a bunch of stuff I need to deal with right now with the new studio and a bunch of other things. It's timely. Pointed out, hey, you know, this Southern Poverty Law Center head lady that got indicted on top of all the other indictments, who's been at, reportedly having sex with a white supremacist and giving him millions of dollars and all the rest of this stuff, you know she quarterbacked, was one of the main witnesses against you, and quarterbacked the fake lawsuits against you, and I'd forgotten that. So breaking, the DOJ has arrested the former CFO of the Southern Poverty Law Center on federal charges. A.G. Blanche confirms Heidi Beerich was in charge of secretly paying donor money to white supremacist groups and the SPLC's project tracking hate groups in the U.S. and literally demonizing people that weren't involved in all this. But tomorrow we'll expose how she quarterbacked the DOJ, CIA operations against us. Here's a short clip from Fox.
Unsealed a case against the former chief financial officer of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Can you please speak a little bit about what you've learned as part of that investigation and if we should expect more charges?
So yes, today, my understanding is today there was an arrest made and there is a new indictment that includes the former CFO of SPLC. I don't have any comments about whether we said from the beginning, everybody, not just me, but anybody who's talked about this case, like virtually every criminal case, the fact that an indictment is returned doesn't end the investigation. It's just part of the investigation in most cases, which is certainly true in this case. I think as alleged in the indictment, this individual participated in the scheme as alleged. I believe she was part of the effort to open bank accounts and completely fictitious companies' names and make payments that to individuals for reasons that were not that they were not accurate as described. But I don't have. I think the indictment was unsealed this morning. I believe it was unsealed this morning. I think the arrest was this morning. I don't have anything to say beyond that, except to say that this is exactly what we said would happen in a case like this, which is that our investigators and the U.S. attorneys and the agents working the case will can keep on working it even after the initial indictment.
So Todd Blanche killed the six criminal investigations into what was done to me by this lady and others. But now they've arrested her for something else. So whatever, we'll hope to see more from Todd Blanche of that. If he ends up doing anything more good, we'll give him credit for it as it unfolds. All right, remember, the way this show gets out is your word of mouth. Share the clips at alexjoneslive.com. Share the clips at RealAlexJones on X and rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive. Can't do it without you. We really appreciate all of you. And, yeah, we sold out of the first round of coins, the 2,500. The 5,000 were made. The other 2,500 came in of the pure silver 250th anniversary coin. I'm glad listeners called in and said, hey, we're glad those are back in because they'd sold out. Yeah, that was the second half of them. They're now available. That's a fundraiser. We need the funds. Get your historic coin now with the Jerusalem cross on one side in 1776, United States of America, Central Centennial on the other, Bald Eagle, American flag, America's 250. And that funds this operation. It is a historic memento of your support of the resistance against tyranny. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you so much for your support. All right. Jason Burma's incredible researcher takes over for the next 48 minutes. Energy Department launches Genesis mission to transform American science innovation through AI computing, launching the Genesis mission. Here it is from the White House. Jason Burmes is one of the best researchers when it comes to really tracking tomorrow's news today. And Jason Burmes, who you can find on rockfin.com, Jason Burmes on Rumble at the Info Warrior, and at Jason Burmes on X. Jason Burmes takes it over right now.
Thank you so much, Alex. And yes, we're going to be talking about the Department of Energy and the quote unquote Genesis mission that completely went under my radar until the story broke. And really the only big revelation of the Fauci hearings, what? That Bill Gates had a top secret quote unquote Q clearance at the Department of Energy, and he had it from 2014, this is just what we know about, folks, from 2014 through 2021 when they were about to launch the hate and lie shots. And why is that important? What is a quote-unquote Q clearance, and what does the Department of Energy do? Now, first and foremost, most people have no idea that the Department of Energy is at the crux, the genesis, pun intended, if you will, of the modern day compartmentalization methods through the Manhattan Project. The Department of Energy really headed that up and created a system where the vast majority of people had no idea what they were involved in. But you see, with nuclear energy and power, all sorts of energy, and in particular, energy that could possibly be used for weapon systems. So you're talking propulsion systems, fusion systems, the list goes on, would go under that moniker. Now, the other thing that would go under the moniker of the Department of Energy was also human experimentation. Now, when I first broke this story last week on my program, I actually showed video of Bill Clinton from the 1990s from this internal report the size of a phone book, where he had the Slick Willie style admit to human experiments that included, by the way, aside from injecting kids with cancer, yes, inmates, civilian citizens had no idea what was going on. Yes, military personnel. They had children eat radioactive oatmeal to see what it would do. That's how awesome the Department of Energy and our quote unquote deep state really is. And the alarming thing is, I believe that report came out in like 1993, maybe 94 at the latest. And I believe it was 93. Because they looked at human experimentation that actually went on through 1974. And why is that alarming? Well, that shows me we had a citizenry then and that at least cared about the issues enough that less than 20 years later, some revelations of these horrific experiments were made. Now, does that mean they stopped? No. Does that mean we have any idea about the vast majority of the black programs that the DOE is involved in? No. But it showed the public interest and them having to admit at least a little bit of the things that we have done and show what the Department of Energy was capable of. Because in case you didn't know, the DOE also heavily involved in the COVID-1984 nightmare, as we're going to show you. In fact, when I interviewed Andrew G. Huff of EcoHealth Alliance, I highlighted the fact, and this is almost 3 years ago, you know, the news about Fauci and the CIA was out there. See, most of this stuff that we're getting via the miscarriages, you know, the knowledge, the foreknowledge of adverse, it's been around and they're making it minuscule as to what it really is. So when they tried to bring Daszak in to answer questions, one of the initial letters didn't just talk about Chapel Hill, which we should be talking about. And by the way, this Genesis mission, although it's headed by the Department of Energy, is what? Getting into the realms of private contractors, academia, other agencies. It's all encompassing, as we're going to show you. But Daszak, who eventually they debarred, like, ooh, the people are paying the price. Okay. They specifically want to know about the Department of Energy. And with that, I was asking Andrew G. Huff about the Department of Energy's role. And he said, look, they were there all the time. They were working at the hip with the Central Intelligence Agency. And that's because our biological warfare department, yes, you have, you know, the DOD, now the Department of War and that thing. Most of it's under the DOE. Okay. Most of that stuff is actually under the Department of Energy. And if you just take a quick look at this, this sentence right here. Okay. In this article admitting to Bill Gates' security clearance, what does it say? Typically applies to positions involving nuclear weapons design, national laboratories, critical energy infrastructure, and classified scientific research. So you look at the national laboratories and you look at this scientific research, if you will, 1,000% the technology that was deployed via the COVID-1984 nightmare. Forget about the virus itself. Forget about what they're talking about via gain of function is the biowarfare department. Things like the Adept and Protect program and the technology of mRNA itself. All right. Now, there seems to be this magic date going around. It's 2014. That's the pardon of Fauci, etc. But the truth is there's so much going on around that time period. For instance, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency that's working heavily with the DOE, also involved in this Genesis mission, they get a $25 million, they give a $25 million grant to Moderna, who will end up printing up the hate and lies shots. That's in a strategic mRNA collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, BARDA, the medical DARPA. And by the way, that medical DARPA also in bed with Moderna. This is another mRNA project via 2016. So during this time period, DARPA's making a big push on their mRNA technology, and Bill Gates and his foundations are also working with Merck, AstraZeneca, all of them. They're all on that strategic mRNA collaboration. So it was through that I was like, well, you know, what is the DOE up to right now? Right? Because obviously most people don't even know the agency exists, let alone what they're up to. So you had this executive order launching the Genesis mission. All right. And this is all the way back in November of last year. See, I'm not on the ball sometimes and I miss certain things. Now you can go right to their own website right here. And what do they say? They say the Genesis mission unites DOE national labs. And from what I understand, that's 17 labs across the country, industry, academia, and more, of course, to harness AI for breakthroughs in energy dominance, discovery science, and of course, national security. Now, when you're dealing with national security, they don't have to tell you the truth. And when you see some of the organizations that are working with them and have just announced working with them, I think they at launch, they had about 20 of these organizations, and now more and more and more are jumping on. Now, they got this little video right here inside the Genesis mission. We're going to watch it. First of all, I'd just like to say this. It's basically stock video footage with some, you know, AI driven voice of a script, but that script is utilizing that same language that the World Economic Forum and so many other globalists were using during that COVID 1984 nightmare. What is it? The public-private partnership. The public-private partnership. And what does that really mean? That means techno-fascism. Okay. And just like most people don't know about this Genesis mission, they're also behind the ball on things like the executive order all the way back in 2023, putting what together? The CAIO program, the Chief Artificial Intelligence Officer program. Why is that important? Because all of this is being audited by your government at the highest levels. See, those people in technology have to have not the Q clearance, but the top secret clearance. All right. And all of this is fed through government agencies, through compartmentalization, to create this technopoly with a face, and that's all it is, a facade, if you will, of privatization. So let's play this video right here. This is the new Genesis project.
America has always reached for the future first. And now, the Genesis mission is set to go faster and farther than anything that came before.
We're in the midst of a computing revolution that is going to transform the practice of science and engineering in America.
We're on the path to doubling America's scientific productivity and impact within the decade.
This past year has been one of the most dramatic accelerations of the prioritization of technology in the history of American government.
In a short time, Genesis has secured major investments from federal agencies, industry, and international partners, and launched the Genesis Mission Consortium, bringing...
Let's just stop it. The Genesis Mission Consortium. All right. And you know, I was listening to some callers earlier today, and I get it. I hear that we're not voting our way out of this. I've been doing this for 20 plus years, and I'm even a baby compared to Alex Jones. But when I hear talks of, okay, well, then what's the other solution? Oh, okay, you were going to have a violent revolution. First of all, you don't know who's getting in. Once, even if you succeed in that, and who is you and who is your side? There are no guarantees that the new system will be better than the old. In fact, it could be a lot worse, unfortunately. And this isn't just about the United States. Just like COVID-1984 was not just about the United States. This is a truly global cabal with what? Varying interests. And yes, there are varying interests and power structures all vying to be number one, but on some level in collusion with one another, just like this.
Together, public and private partners to collaborate on discoveries.
See, there it is. Public and private partners. There's the public, and let's bring it back. Bring it back. The Genesis Mission Consortium is a public-private partnership. Where have you heard that before, Schwab? Huh? I know that Klaus hasn't been as hot anymore, but here's the same language infiltrating our government, our executive orders. These branches that nobody knows about, our university system that's already highly beholden to is intelligence agencies and their narratives, right? I mean, so much of the intelligence networks is through academia, whether it's Blue Bloods at Yale or Harvard or any of these other institutions that are pushing this garbage. So here it is.
Bringing together public and private partners to collaborate on discoveries. We've identified some of our nation's greatest scientific and technology challenges across energy, discovery science, and national security. The world's brightest minds across the national laboratories, industry, academia, and philanthropies are working together to solve these challenges.
And philanthropies. You see, look, it's great that the public is now aware about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's awesome. I get it. We're not giving them another dollar. But do you think a guy like Warren Buffett, who said he's not donating anymore, wasn't aware of what they were doing? Do you think that the guy they brought in as a Q clearance guy to distribute their technology is going anywhere? Absolutely not. And look, if he gets way too unpopular, they'll just bring somebody else in, and they already have. They have so many of these individuals that can't wait to be the philanthropist. Why? It's a great tax scheme. You know, Gates was up there at Davos talking about his shoddy shots, and this is way pre-COVID. I think it was the 2019 Davos. It might have been the 2020, just before everything. But he was talking about how his philanthropic organization, see, they invest in things. Weird. They're so philanthropic. They're making investments. And they're making 20-to-1 profits on that. A turnaround he admitted was better than just about anything else. And with all these things from the Department of Energy to the academia, right, because they're going to give you the best science and they're going to give you the best narratives, to these tax-free philanthropic foundations, you create this circle of plausible deniability where everybody just points at somebody else as if they're the quote-unquote genesis, we're going to use it again, of that information, so nobody can be held accountable.
The Genesis mission, to me, is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Our growing community of partners has access to the Genesis Mission platform to leverage AI, high-performance computing, quantum systems, and extraordinary scientific data sets, and the capabilities of all 17 national laboratories, including new next-generation supercomputers. The future isn't waiting. It's already happening.
We have plenty of evidence that this AI-assisted methodology is working. We're seeing it in advanced manufacturing, in the simulation of the electric grid, and we are seeing it in microscopy.
Every new partner strengthens the platform.
See every that? Breakthrough.
Wait, let's go back to it. Oh, they're breaking ground on what? Oh, a data center. Jefferson Lab data center. And they're talking about energy. Your energy bill's going up. While they what? They want to take your natural resources. They want to take your water. We're going to get into all these organizations after the break. I do want to remind people just quickly, the anniversary of 9/11 is literally just around the corner. And I'm going to be down in New York City speaking at the Turning the Tide 9/11 event with so many others, Jimmy Dore, Dennis Kucinich, James Corbett, even Brett Weinstein is going to be there. And as you can see, a slew of others. Please consider checking that out. Also, please consider supporting this broadcast at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the supplements. We'll be back after this.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methadone blue formula.
Feast your eyes on the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
The other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. He was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you'll get masterpiece.com. The masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that, mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years. years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in, and we are talking about the Genesis mission and the Department of Energy. Now, the Department of Energy is calling this the next era in science. Really? I thought Anthony Fauci, there's another era after the Fauci era of him being the science? And, you know, just before the break, I mentioned 9/11. Okay. And we're about to be at the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And one of the things that artificial intelligence is just stellar at, okay, is lying about 9/11. And I'm not just talking about literally going down the mainstream narrative of 9/11. Right now, for the past several months, I've been working on what is known as a PSI report, okay? And we're trying to get this into the hands of people within the Senate, within the Congress, to push for 9/11 transparency. You know, so many people talk about Epstein and that Fox News interview where Trump said that he was going to release the Epstein documents, even though he barely said it. He was pushed into saying it. And what? He actually said he would release the 9/11 documents, which I haven't heard a whisper about, unfortunately, from the base either. Okay. When I tell you that artificial intelligence lies about 9/11, when you bring up facts about 9/11 that it does not like, it will literally make up people. It will make up events. It will make up testimony. I mean, name them. It'll name dates. I'll give you a great example. Robert Wright, who is one of the FBI agents prior to 9/11 that saw corruption within the FBI, saw the inability to even open up criminal investigations into terrorism, saw how the money moved through an individual named Yasin Qadi, who would later be designated as the number one financier of bin Laden. That guy. Okay. He held a press conference post 9/11. He got up there. His lawyer talked about the relationship between the Bush family and the bin Laden family. They talked about Michael Chertoff, who's still alive today, who was one of the deputy directors at the FBI that didn't want to hear Robert Wright's story. So I had found some other whistleblowers and some other people that had actually been interviewed by either Congress in the initial inquiry or the 9/11 Commission. You know, one of those individuals, Randy Glass, got interviewed by the 9/11 Commission. So I'm looking to see if Robert Wright testified before either of these bodies. And the AI lies to me and tells me that, yes, he did. Okay, they gave me a date in which that he did. And they also gave me an individual who didn't even exist that he testified to. And then they tried to give me the congressional inquiry as evidence of this. And then when I pulled it up and I said, hey, none of this is real. You made the entire, oh yeah, I made the whole thing up. That's what AI is. Okay, so now, when you've got these other bodies joining the Genesis mission, what's one of these other bodies just announced this week? Oh, NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, that gave you the official version of the Twin Towers collapse, 1 and 2, never, ever, 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 ever looked at secondary explosives, other incendiary devices. No, 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 no. Okay, just got to the point of collapse, and then it's obvious what happened on video. That was their initial investigation. Now, obviously, people were outraged that not only NIST, but the 9/11 Commission didn't mention Building 7, the 47-story skyscraper that fell into its own footprint at all. So NIST, 7 years after has to make another, this is the science we're trusting, by the way, another report to assure us it was the fires that brought down Building 7. And in this new age of artificial intelligence, again, these private companies that are all working with the government, that are going to be part of this quote-unquote Genesis mission, as I'm going to show you in a moment, okay? They're buying up rare books. And they're not buying up rare books to share that information with you and I. They're scanning that information in, and a lot of that they already have, which I'm going to demonstrate in a moment. But they're going to get the stuff that's still out, and then they're shredding it. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have 5, 10, 15 grand to just get some minuscule part of history. And that's too bad, because I wish I did. I wouldn't even be against this with the AI companies were taking that the information and then putting it into a public library that you and I could access, or even a public digital library that you and I could access. No, they're destroying it. That's what's going, so they can push their NIST science on you. All right, so let's go down the line here on some of the agencies that have joined. This is literally from just a few days ago. Oh, more agencies joined Genesis mission to further AI-enabled research. And you take a look down here, and what? You have the Department of Health and Human Services. Oh, no kidding. NASA. The good people at NASA, they're going to be working with DARPA and NASA and the DOE, and now here's NIST. Don't forget about the Department of Homeland Security. So, you know, just to make this point, I heard Alex talking about the flock cameras, and yeah, they're a big problem. I'd say they're a big problem not only because they've been deployed at a rapid pace, but they also have capabilities some of the more traditional surveillance equipment does not have, such as being able to harness your Bluetooth data in real time. And everybody keeps their Bluetooth on in case they want to connect to their car or their smartwatch or their headset or you name it. You don't go out into the wild and just turn off your Bluetooth. But at the same time, we've already built this infrastructure of track trace database with the cameras on lights, with the satellite surveillance systems, with the GPS systems. All that stuff's already in place. Now they're just solidifying it into real-time action, and not just real-time action on the idea of track trace database and the social credit score, but also to try to create a digital twin of you and your actions. And while they're creating that digital twin, building what they're calling an agentic AI to help you out, to make purchases for you. And this agentic AI, there are so many people that are lost, that are lonely, that desperately want a relationship with something. Well, AI is that black mirror that is literally a reflection of you to try to manipulate you. All right? And that's what they want. They want these real-time AI agents as they suck up all this data, as they continue to create a global system of command and control. So let's go down the line here, because now they've also, I think it's over, 278 winners. So 278 different grants are now going out to these universities. And this just happened in late July. Let's just go down the line of a few of these, okay? So Purdue is getting money for this, all right? The University of Money, or Minnesota, is getting DOE money for this. Texas A&M is getting money for this. They're buying up the entire university system. MIT, now again, MIT has a long and storied history with Boston Dynamics and the Defense Department, the Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency, which, by the way, it wasn't Al Gore and it wasn't Tubes. It was DARPA that created the ARPANET. Think about that for a minute. There's so many people out there, especially the youth, that are constantly on the scroll box, that don't know anything other than information from a screen and this World Wide Web, and they have no idea how it was actually created and whom it was created by, and what they have officially put out as their mission statements. We're going to show you the NASA DARPA programs with Google before almost anything else. You see your number one technopoly right here. All right. And I know that some people talk about Apple, and Apple's a big one, but Google is the daddy pants. And I'm going to show you why. So another university, William and Mary's, they're a technology school. They're going into AI powered particle physics. And so much of this is based on what quantum computing as well. Okay. So all the way back in 2019, Google and NASA declared quantum supremacy. They have a laboratory that works in tandem. They're the big purveyors of this idea of the multiverse. Okay. It's not just Marvel movies that are selling you on this. Okay. And it's not just science fiction. They're really trying to sell you on the idea that these quantum mechanics, if you will, and I know Alex talks about the double slit experiment, but the idea that these are reaching into other realities that are almost the same as ours and pulling out information, like that's supposedly quantum entanglement, or how, you know, a qubit, which instead of a regular bit that is either a zero or a one, can be a zero and a one at the same time and have what is known as a superposition. Not going to try to confuse you too much. But once again, here's one of those public-private partnerships. And so much of the NASA smokescreen is we're going to the moon and we're going to Mars and we're doing all these things. Meanwhile, they're at the forefront of artificial intelligence, of quantum computing, of modern day eugenics, right? Really based in, you know, what they're saying is biological research. So many of these technologies that you heard about for the first time have been pioneered by NASA. Okay. You know, from their work right now with organoids, which are traditional computers, and then biological material, to, you know, those ideas that you were going to have one of those tattoos and hydrogels. It's all NASA. Okay. And they're what, working with DARPA. Now, I want you to check this out right here. Anybody can still find this. This is from July, August of 1998. And this is the DARPA NASA Digital Libraries Initiative. And why is this important? Well, because this is the initiative that they actually started in the 1980s. So you wonder how much of the information they already had by them. Okay. Where they really shepherded Google that no one had any idea about. Remember, it comes out, what was it, late 90s, early 2000s as a search engine. That's because they'd been partnering with DARPA and NASA. And so this National Science Foundation, the NSF, brings them in, what, for that National Library Initiative. Check it out. In 1994, the NSF team teamed with DARPA and NASA to launch the Digital Library Initiative, which funded six digital library projects. One of these were grants to Stanford University. Again, another one of these universities that is narrative management, with two graduate students, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And they began to develop the search engine that used the links between web pages as a ranking method, what they later commercialized under the name Google. And let's not forget, they also got that sweet, sweet CIA Incutel money. All right. Now, back in the day on Google, I could type something in from an actual physical newspaper, and 9 times out of 10, Google had the scan of that newspaper. They had the scan of it. Because they had digitized so much of this information. Can you get scans of newspapers on Google anymore? No, instead, their search engine has been largely curated for the great narrative of the day, and their artificial intelligence, their Gemini, okay, which they want to be the new search engine, that totally and completely lies to you straight up about the most important of issues. It's not just 9/11, folks. Okay. It's the COVID-1984 nightmare. It's transhumanism. I mean, they're painting these things with rose-colored misinformation and disinformation glasses, and we need to be aware of that. Now, right now, NASA is making big money with this company Inflection, okay, to upgrade quantum hardware on the ISS. Look, I know there's so many people out there that don't believe anything's going on in space and space doesn't exist. I'm sorry, you've lost the plot. No, they are using that area for all sorts of research. In fact, when you're talking about quantum mechanics in general, the temperature alone is advantageous to this type of research. And look, one of these contractors that people should be aware of, and this shows that all these things are just at the hip, NASA and Northrop Grumman. Oh, just like most people don't realize, Boeing is a big defense contractor. They don't realize Elon Musk is the defense contractor. You see, NASA, you know, is just what SpaceX is being rebranded as, right? SpaceX is on here, and they're all going to be a part of this Genesis mission as well. All of it. This is my frustration. Okay. If I saw us as a species benefiting, if we were getting cheaper technology or not. In fact, again, I've talked about it for quite some time. This RAM that I bought, you know, these are two sticks. Let's bring up the four sticks. You know, I think I purchased this stuff commercially for, you know, something like $300 max. And now I'm holding like $1,200 in RAM. That never happens. They just launched a new Google phone yesterday. And guess what? It has less RAM than last year's model. They're taking things away from us. They're taking away, Sony is now taking away the movies that you purchased as they announce that digital media is dead. They've tried to get you on the quote unquote cloud for how long? I've never been a cloud guy, but yeah, I'll give you a great example. You know, my niece at one point was complaining to me because, you know, all the kids have to have the Apple and they got to have the FaceTime and this and that. And she wanted me to pay for more cloud storage. I said, hey, kid, I got you the 256 gigabyte model. How much of the storage on that are you? She wasn't using any of it. She wasn't using any. She had so much storage. She didn't even realize it. She didn't even realize how to get the stuff off of her phone onto the computer. And they're on the computer all day. That's what's really scary to me is you think that these kids are somewhat tech savvy, but they've been trained in this certain direction where they are relying on the cloud, relying on artificial intelligence. They don't know how the hardware works. Okay. They don't know how to quote unquote code. They're not being really taught any of the basics that my generation was taught in the realm of computing. Instead, it's just let's trust the experts. And meanwhile, the experts are out there saying we need these data centers. They're not telling you what they're for. Okay. We just need them. And they're going to need our water. Well, the Department of Energy is also going to be heavily involved in so many of these data centers, just in the regard that many of them are planning on putting mini nuclear reactors on site for the energy consumption. So that all falls under the Department of Energy. But at the same time, you know, you also have to wonder, you know, we started with Bill Gates and Q clearances. How many other of these private individuals also have these type of clearances? I'll give you Elon Musk as an example. Now, Elon Musk has already often talked about his top secret clearances because of his involvement with not only SpaceX and the Falcon 9 rockets, but the Defense Department's Blackjack system, which he was launching satellites for. Starlink is nothing but a commercialized version of that. And then what, like a few months ago when Jesse Waters started reporting on Starlink being utilized in the Ukraine-Russia war, guys, from the inception, that isn't even a news story. I went on tour on the Reawaken America tour, and I showed mainstream foreign news clips showing the soldiers hooking into, setting up the Starlink, hooking them into their drones, and part of the warfare, the ghosts and the sidewinders. None of that was new. But Musk played ignorant. I can't believe they're doing this. We've built a whole other method for that. That's Starshield. Okay, that's just part of it. Starshield is now the classified version of that. This is the global skin that NASA talked about a decade ago. And so, yeah, Musk has top secret security clearances, but I would also imagine, I don't know for how long, maybe a lot less than Bill Gates, maybe not, who knows? I mean, because when you're talking about the Department of Energy, they could be involved in something like maybe Neuralink, right? Neuralink would be one of those things. Hell, they could just be involved with Tesla because of the energy systems, the batteries in the car, but then also what they're utilizing for these humanoid robots. The Q clearance he could have, and again, there's no way of proof. There was no way of proving that Bill Gates had a Q clearance, and I haven't seen anybody ask that question or try to get in touch with Gates. Hey, what's up with this Q clearance? What's that about? But Musk had Tesla partner with CureVac, okay, where they built these bio nano micro factories in Europe, in particular, I think Germany, that printed a bunch of the hate and lies shots. So these things are all connected, just like Sergey Brin and Larry Page were brought up through the university system at Stanford through NASA, through DARPA, okay? And what are they now? They're the number one search engine in the world. They're the number one operating system in the world if you count Android and Chrome. Okay, they're the second largest search engine in the world with YouTube, which is also the largest video platform in the world. They work with NASA on the quantum computing. Okay, on artificial intelligence. That's the whole point of the laboratory. They're at the hip with these things. They even have an immortality division, which is just insane that most people don't know about, where they don't just want you to live forever. They actually want to de-age you. Calico Labs. Anybody can look it up. This is what we are dealing with, and it's happening at a rapid clip. Like I said, that executive order on the Genesis mission is in November, and now just this month, they're starting to hand out the money to 278 different institutions. They've got 20 plus organizations. They got the top of the line of our technology and defense involved. And the Department of Energy has just never been held accountable for any of this stuff. And if you will, they are the kings of compartmentalization. Folks, we only got a couple minutes left in the broadcast. I do want to take this time to encourage people to check out all of my documentary films for free. Shade the Motion Picture, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Working on an Epstein doc right now. Probably have some news about that in the near future. And then, of course, my 9/11 work, Fabled Enemies and Loose Change Final Cut. We're going to be in New York City turning the tide. I believe I'm going to be emceeing both September 10th and September 12th. You're going to have some great speakers there. Willie Rodriguez, man, I can't wait to keep up or catch up with Willie. You know, Willie is the key master. He saved lives on 9/11. Nick Bryant, who has done just amazing work on the Epstein stuff. I mean, Nick Bryant is the guy that got the original Black Book published, got the original flight logs published, wrote the book, The Franklin Scandal, still working with Epstein victims today. Why? Because all of this stuff is interconnected. If you appreciate real journalism, real independent thought, please support Alex Jones right now. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get the shirts, get the hats. If you're a silver bug or a collector, you can't go wrong with that stuff. Or get the great supplements. Support independent media, independent voices, things you will not hear in the mainstream, and quite frankly, most of the alternative. It's not about left or right. Always about right and wrong. Love you guys. See you on the flip.
My fellow patriots,
The first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.